What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
This is Ray.
I'm trying not to inhale after he just exhaled all over the fucking mic.
Ew. I can smell the Truly on the mic.
Yeah.
Gross.
It's truly disgusting.
It's black cherry.
That's the worst flavor for anything, black cherry.
It's actually the best one when it comes to these fucking drinks, man.
Yeah. And sometimes that happens with alcohol. She will be joining us later. She's running a little late, but she will be here soon. Before we get started, thank you to our new Patreon, John.
Thanks, John. You'll be getting a t-shirt in a couple months here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Always appreciated. We also want to remind everyone that we've got our Battle Station contest going on. We've had a lot of submissions. We'll browse through a few of them here while we talk about it. Any so far that are standing out to anybody?
That first one is one of my favorites. That's from Duck. He's a real tech savvy dude. He's always helping people in our Discord with hardware and stuff. And anyway, it's just a old PC, like from the 90s, and he has modern hardware inside of it. And I think he did hashtag like stuffed, because you know you got to really modify those things to get these modern things in them. And I would like to see how he could possibly fit the CPU cooler in that thing. It's impossible. He would have to, like, I don't know, have a awning that comes out of it, like a trailer or something.
That's probably Zap's, right? That one.
This one up here? Yeah, that's Zap.
Yeah, Zap got his shit together.
I wonder what the cooling is like on that old dude. PC.
He's got a little ring light right there when he does his makeup videos.
It doesn't help.
The ring light's important. Yep. All right. Got a few here. I was commenting earlier about rubber nuts. This is far cleaner of a setup than I was expecting.
I know, right? I was expecting like a crack pipe right there, needles there, and then a bunch of blow over on the right.
Well, that little white thing right there on the left side is a fridge. So every time he goes, "Beer up, buck fellas, gonna get a beer." It's literally right
next
there.
To him.
Yeah, he doesn't. I don't even know why he announces it. It's right there.
Where does he go then?
Do I get a little bit of fucking credit for my impression? I thought that was really good.
All right, a lot of good setups here. Also coming out this week.
This guy loses automatically. All I can see is your big face, bro.
Like Nate Nail.
So the contest ends Friday, so be sure to get your submissions in by then. You can go to our Twitter. That's the easiest way to find it.
That's digital_logic. Or really, just go to our website. Listen, you've been listening to the podcast forever. You're kind of wondering what we look like. Just go to dlgaming.net. You can find everything there. You can find the contest. You can find Discord. We can find Patreon. You can find Twitter. All that stuff. And our YouTube. And then you can look at us. And all of my heavenly fatness.
Your dog is eating trash right now.
Sweet.
Dope.
So yeah, check that out. And also this week, so we made some really quick videos of our setups and just kind of giving a tour of them. Nothing really fancy, you know, recorded with like cell phones here. So don't expect too much, but just each of us kind of giving a tour of our work area and computers. And that'll be coming out this week.
Except for Ray, he's going to go full Scorsese gimbal cam.
I wanted to, like, because I made one. And I was like, all right, cool, that's it. But then I was like, what if I make this really cool, fancy one?
Yeah.
I love that screensaver right there, that Rick and Morty one.
Yeah, that's a great one. Look at all those monitors.
Speaking of which, Rick and Morty is back.
They already started?
Yeah, well, I think it's leaked, but you can get it through illegal means.
I don't know about those illegal means.
A lot of LED lights I'm seeing. Not a fan of that, got to be honest, but it's all right, to each his own. Oh, that's dusty. You know, the funnest part about this is just going through and looking at everyone's desk and being like, oh, man, marble reds, really? Ooh, boy. Yeah, who was it that had those? I think it was Demented Warlock. Had like a ashtray filled with cigarette butts, pack of marble reds. You know, pretty messy workstation, yet coaster underneath the glass. So I admire that. This guy's got his cat in there.
Chuckle!
That's going to get some points.
He's eating trash, right?
Yeah, he's eating all that trash. Fuck. Dude. He's just pulling it out of the bin there. It's all over the floor. Yeah, these are great, man. I had so much fun going through all of these. That was a good one right there. You got to zoom in to get the full effect of that one. Some people putting some interesting things on their screens.
That yeah. one, wait, what did that one have? Like CSGO and then Bethesda. And yeah.
It's some got other a robot stuff. Cheese hot dog from her Twitch icon.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Good times. All right. Cool. Let's see.
It's so weird seeing the Death Stranding on the
Steam page.
On the Steam yeah. page.
I know that. And then the Jedi Fallen Order.
Yeah. Weird.
All right. Well, let's talk about some games here. First up on the radar. So these are games that have come to our attention recently, games that we want to, or that have caught our interest, old or new. First one, I think this was recommended by Warconius. This is called Lonely Mountains Downhill. So he had posted this in the Discord. I actually watched a bit of a stream and saw someone play it. And at first I looked at it and I thought, okay, this is like Trials Fusion. You're a guy on a bike racing down a hill. You've got these obstacles. But Trials Fusion is like 2D or 2.5D. Yeah. This is more three-dimensional.
That is
and it's
awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. It reminds me very slightly of a game on the Nintendo I used to play called Heavy Shreddin', which was a snowboarding game. But you go through these areas and then you get checkpoints. And if you crash, you go back to the checkpoint and you just keep doing it until you get it right.
The perspective is weird for me. It's like playing one of these games from in front, looking back at your character. I don't think I've ever seen
that. Like, that's part of the whole thing, right? Like giving it these weird angles and making it work.
Yeah.
Like maneuvering through these. Yeah, they're hard.
Always wanted night. Wow. So yeah, the camera angle is not just a straight up side shot. You know, it's not like Trials Fusion or Excitebike. It's more of a top down isometric and it kind of shifts with the player.
Man, so this nice. Looks cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
What's the price point on this, Bobby?
Let's see. $20 and it is out right now. Not even early access. It is 1.01. So you can get this right now for $20.
Pretty cool. Very positive with 272 right now.
Not bad.
Yeah, this is very different. This would be like nice for resetting your gaming settings. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Something different just to play for a little while. It's cool.
Yep.
Graphically, you're kind of looking at Polybridge. It's kind of what it reminds me of.
Yeah. Yeah, not too realistic graphically.
It's also on the Xbox Game Pass, apparently.
Oh, it is?
Apparently.
Is that what chat's saying? Nice. Mm-hmm.
Or for... you know what Enhanced Steam should have? Should also have that. Like what...
What are the platforms?
What subscriptions it's available on?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, since that's...
Could save you a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next up, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. So this is coming out November 14th, I believe.
Yep.
First of all, I mean, dude, Disney's got it all figured out, right? They do this right before the holiday season. They got the movie coming out. They got The Mandalorian coming out. Disney Plus coming out. Like, it's just, it's crazy, everything that's coming out right now.
Wait, it comes out tomorrow? What's today? No, the 11th.
I wouldn't say that they have everything under control. I feel like Star Wars is slipping through the fingers. You know, the side movies aren't making what they wanted to. The main movies aren't making what they wanted to. And Marvel's just knocking it out of the park. I mean, everything could be better. As things stand right now, are there plans for episode 11? No, right?
No, so it got canned.
Yeah, it got canned.
It didn't get canned.
Well, it was supposed to be
just put on hold. No, so they dropped it.
Yeah, they're not a part of that anymore.
Well, no shit. They're not good writers. They're horrible writers. When they were asked to write the last season of Game of Thrones, they couldn't do it without, like, on their own. You know, like, all the other ones were together with, you know, with the help with Martin and everything. And
they did drop the ball.
And they fucked up.
Big time. Mm-hmm. But anyway, all I'm saying is, like, they're trying their best over there. The one thing it's not working, I would say, Star Wars isn't.
Well, it's kind of hard to compare. I mean, it is Star Wars. It's a huge franchise. But I don't know if comparing it to Marvel is too fair, because what can compete with Marvel?
Why do they have plants growing on them?
Because they're in the swamp, dude.
I know, but how long have they been in the
swamp? And how else would you climb it, dude? We're talking about an AT-AT. I put this clip in here because you climb an AT-AT, and you take it over, and you start to drive it and blow up other ones. I thought that was pretty fun. Mm-hmm. Hi, Mom. Have a seat. We have a pink chair for you.
Hey. Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited about this game. I mean, it's a Star Wars single player game. It's what I've wanted for 20 years now.
Yeah, and it definitely doesn't look
Jedi game came out.
Definitely doesn't look bad. When I saw this, I was like, all right, So we're getting a lot of Tomb Raider here, but we'll see. I'm definitely going to reserve judgment.
It'll be interesting to see how it does.
I don't think it'll be a bad game.
Who's playing it this week?
Bobby's going to be playing it.
Yeah. Well, it'll be on my account, so
it'll be on the shared account.
No, so. Let's beat it. This
what?
Week. I want him to beat it this week.
Oh.
We'll see. I can't imagine it being too long, but this is one of my most anticipated games of the year. All right, next up, Full Metal Furies.
So I have this game, but somebody recommended that we put it on the radar. And so for those of people that haven't heard of it, it's a multiplayer roguelike, which is rare. You don't see that very often. You play as these girls that work together to like take down this army. And it's a lot of fun. The only problem that I ever ran into it is like, I don't have a steady person to keep.
Didn't we play this? You and me?
Yeah, you probably played with me.
Yeah, I hated it.
All right. Well,
I'm joking.
No, the problem with it is like my character would be level 15 and then Ray would be level 1. Mm-hmm. And then we would be mismatched. And then so I would just restart. And then every single person that I played this with, I would have to restart with. So I just kind of got bored of playing through the first few levels. But maybe when Steam has that like local co-op actually being multiplayer co-op, maybe I'll be able to finally beat this. But there was a lot of like interesting things about this game. I remember that there were some mechanics that I hadn't seen in other games, and I really appreciated them. Not like blow you away game, but definitely if you like roguelikes and you want to play something multiplayer, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And it's from the creators of Rogue Legacy, which was a really good roguelike.
Yep.
Only $6.79 right now on sale. Typically $20. So good time to pick that up.
Oh, yeah. There's a Steam sale going on right now. It was Singles Day sale. Have you heard about this?
Oh, I think I saw something about that.
Because it's 1-1-1-1 right now, the date.
Oh.
So it's Singles Day. So they did a bunch of multiplayer games, which I didn't understand. But yeah, a lot of couch co-ops went on sale today.
Okay. All right. Next up, Borrowed Trauma.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. first of all, they get a...
He's nervous because his mom's here.
No, I'm reading the bottom. Yeah, I'm going to come here. So first of all, I think this game gets the award for worst name ever.
Yeah,
right. Borrow for Barometer, I imagine, right? So it's a submarine game in space. Because I know. Because the most likely place that there's life in our solar system is on Europa, which is one of the moons of Venus or something like that. Anyway, it's has liquid water on it. So if we ever do find life in our solar system, this is real stuff that I'm talking about, it would be there. And it would be an aquatic mission. So I guess they're trying to do that. So the game most reminds me of...
You said liquid water.
Huh?
You said liquid water.
Oh, okay. No, well, yeah. That's a thing.
I couldn't let it go.
It reminds me of We Need to Go Deeper.
Yeah, I was going to say, this looks like a few other submarine games. We Need to Go Deeper, and then there was one other one that I played. Can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, but it looks a little like... what are all those games you guys mentioned last week? The ones where you build your base?
Yeah, we were talking about that cross-section look where you can
like the Fallout one?
Yeah, the cross-section. Yeah, the Fallout shelter.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looks like, but obviously you're not building anything because the submarine is static in size. But you got to make sure your hull's not breached and stuff like that, running around. Reminds me of FTL in that way, too, where you probably have a few characters that are good at a few things and you have to send them all around to fix whatever's broken. And there's aliens. So, I don't know. It's online multiplayer. I was actually going to download it. Bobby and I were here for a few minutes before the show because everybody was late. And I was like, oh, maybe we'll play it. But there's no local co-op that I could see. But I like the look of it. I think it's worth a look.
They got all technical in the water. Water has four states. Liquid is water.
See?
So is steam. And so is ice. Good job, guys.
Oh, wow. And this does look kind of cool. And I like the whole underwater thing, the nautical theme.
I wonder if the monsters are randomly generated by that last thing, nah. Or maybe that was just when they were designing them.
Yeah, this is a really pretty thing.
Bobby, did I? Yeah, we covered that horror game where you play as the monster, right?
Carrion.
Yeah, Carrion. Cool.
We did. We had a whole discussion on what Carrion meant.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it for On the Radar. Let's talk about some games that we have been playing. Let's start with the big one, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yep, it was your homework.
Yep.
But also, probably the biggest release, definitely of this week. Probably of...
Did he play it?
One of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played through the first chapter and a little into the second chapter. The first chapter felt like an extended tutorial, though. Once you get into the second chapter, that's where you have like a base and then you have all these different quests. You can go do that or you can do side quests. You can explore the world. There's a lot more freedom. So that's when the game really started. But I don't know. It's a good game. I was just having a little trouble getting into it. It's just, you know, it's a Rockstar game. It's one of those open world games where you can do whatever you want. And I think I got a little frustrated because I went to do like the first mission on the second chapter. And then I run into some guy and like his wheel breaks and a horse runs away. And then he's just like, can you help me get my horse back? And I was just like, oh my God, you know how it is when quest givers always approach you, you know, my husband's lost or my dog's missing,
right.
Or, you know, I need 10 boars killed or something.
And I thought it was really interesting right off the bat. Like you could have definitely killed that dude or robbed him or both, you know?
Yeah. So you play as, and that's another thing. I didn't have a chance to really get into the story, so it's hard to judge it because that's a huge part of this game.
Yeah.
But you're a band of outlaws. You've got like this feud going on with another band of outlaws. You're kind of on the run because of some job that went bad. And I assume as the game goes on, there's going to be some trouble within the group as well. I was kind of sensing some unrest there.
I think we were playing the same game, Bobby, because I left it off somewhere. Did you restart it?
I just went to story, and it just started me right at the beginning.
Like inside of a cabin with snow around it, or were you walking towards the cabin? Like going through the snow trying to get to the cabin?
It was definitely the beginning. I saw like a cutscene.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah.
Because I started at base camp, so I think we're playing the same game because we're on the same account. So I had to like kind of, they're talking about stuff that you probably know about that I don't know. So, I didn't get the full experience, I don't think. But I did play the very, very beginning. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I mean, geez, it's pretty great. I mean, the cinematic feel is beyond most games. The voice acting is incredibly good. Controls are always a little wonky when you're playing the Rockstar games on a PC, I feel. But you just can't really get around. You can't really get around that. Several times while I was playing it, I was thinking to myself, if I didn't have a job, I could definitely lose myself in this game. There is a lot to do. And I feel like you could go and do any of it or none of it. You can just stick to the main quest if you want, which is highlighted. You can tell what the main quest is. Oh, but yeah, man, I really enjoyed it. If I had more time, I'd play it a lot more. We'll see. Like when I get time, we'll see what I settle down with.
So what happened, you guys? Sorry, I like zoned out.
So, let us restart just for you, dude.
Thank you, appreciate it. All right, so do you guys play this or what?
Yeah, but not enough. This is a huge game.
Yeah.
And because I only played the first chapter, which is kind of like the tutorial, and then a little bit into the second one, and I knew I wasn't going to spend too much time with this game because I don't have that much time. So I wasn't really ready to take on such a massive game and just kind of like be in the moment and let the game take me wherever.
How long did it take to beat this game if you just only go straight story missions? None of the like side quest stuff.
Well, there's 6 chapters, so I think you could get through it pretty quickly. Let's check how long.
I would guess 20 hours. That's my guess. If you do.
Yeah, I'd guess like 20, 25.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, speaking of Outer Worlds, because it's up on the screen, somebody beat it with a pacifist run through, and they did it on the hardest difficulty, which that's a credit to the game that you could actually beat the game without killing anything.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Without killing anything?
Yeah.
Okay, it's saying 46 and a half hours of the main story.
That is so long.
Yeah.
That, wow.
Wow.
And if you want to get our Patreon so we can quit our jobs and play video games all the time, that'll be at our website, dlgaming.net. We just don't have the time. It looks so awesome.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of games coming out, too, and you really got to pick and choose. You know, we've got Doom Eternal coming out, Star Wars coming out.
So people were saying, you know, God, these clickbait things being like, oh, is this the worst launch ever? And like we're a real grumpy face or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you did the NVIDIA game ready driver, it's good. Like it worked just fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's only when I started fidgeting did things get messed up. But the entire time, there's a lot of settings. And then there's advanced settings, which are really advanced.
Yeah, I like, put mine to the highest, like everything,
yeah,
to see if my computer would, like, you know, catch on fire.
Yeah.
It almost did.
Yeah.
It almost did.
Yeah, this game will push your rig for sure.
Yeah, no, like
I'm happy with where it is right now, but any text I can't read. Like any text or any picture, photographs, like if I'm, they look super blurry.
This is the first time I've ever let, you know how the game lets you, gives you like what they suggest.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The first time I've ever let it do it.
Yeah, I feel like that's what I did for me too.
I couldn't do this because like some stuff I could put it like in ultra, but then I wasn't sure if that's how it's supposed to look or it was weird. So I just left it. I'll leave it like this. See, it doesn't look, you know, as good as that, obviously.
Well, Bobby had a really good recommendation. Just go to the G4 settings and hit optimize.
Optimize.
And they usually have, you know, they figured it out.
Yeah,
already.
I mean, I tried to max everything out and it ran, but it ran very slowly. It was like a slideshow at some parts. So.
And then for some reason, I was playing on my 1080p monitor. It just doesn't look good in 1080p. It looks weird.
Mine definitely looks good.
I had to play it in 1440.
When I did the optimum settings, and by the way, you can go to the NVIDIA GeForce Experience and you can, there's a slider. If you want like optimize, like right down the middle, like that's the default, but you can turn it up a little bit and turn it down a little bit if you want. But when I had done that and came back to the game, it looked a lot worse than when I had all the settings turned up, but still it looked good. I mean, it looked better than a lot of other games out there.
Oh yeah.
Oh, even when so by default, for some reason, it was all on low. And I was playing it for a while, and I was like, I thought this game was going to look better. And then I saw that it was all on low. I was like, not bad for on low. It was not bad. But, yeah, I turned everything up, and I was getting, like, 34 frames, which isn't bad.
Well, that they're saying with a 2080 Ti, you get, like, 30-some 4K.
Dang. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So I was playing this for – this is the only thing that I was able to play this week almost – and I was playing for probably 2 hours, and I went to go take a bath in the game for the first time, and that's exactly when my mom walks in, and she's like, "Why are you looking at a man? Why are you looking at a man in the bathtub?" she's like, "What are you watching? A crazy man?" That's what she said. And so, anyway. But man, you're right, Bobby. Like the 3 hours is not enough. I paid maybe 2 hours. It's not really enough to touch on the game, but everybody already knows this is a great game.
I only played online for like an hour.
Just a
tutorial.
Yeah.
And then I just roamed a little bit and I just shot people. That's all I did. But there's like missions. It's just like Grand Theft Auto 5. There's like a bunch of little story missions in there and you complete those and they're going to keep adding stuff to it.
Well, this is our worst review of the year, guys.
I know, right?
I have to say, yeah.
We
really dropped the ball on this.
I know.
It's just too big of a game to really...
Yeah, I imagine if you continue to play it, you'll come back next week with a lot more to say on it.
It could be
an ongoing thing.
I want to get into this and just beat it.
So
I feel like I spent an inordinate amount of time on my horse, though. Like a lot of...
Yeah, there's no fast travel, right?
You can hold down V and then it kind of autopilots. Mm-hmm. So you just kind of go along with it. But then it does like a cinematic view, like the it letterboxes it. And you can kind of sit there and watch, but it's not very engaging.
If it's like the first one, then you're able to get into carriages and fast travel.
Skyrim. I never use that. I would just run. I'd rather run through it. And then that way you can go off the path too, mm-hmm. which is good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I assume later in the game there's probably some sort of fast travel thing there.
I like the comedy in it. I like everything, man. I think the main guy, Arthur. I think he does a great job voice acting. Dutch just kind of like got my confidence right away. I'm like, okay, I really like this guy, so I know something's going to happen to him. But yeah, more on this next week, I hope.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I tried to run the benchmark in the game, it crashed on me as well. That was the only time it crashed in game.
I was able to run it.
Maybe it's because when I had my settings up too high when I tried to run the benchmark. It wasn't after I had optimized. Yeah, it feels like the old Crysis days when you turn your settings up too high and then the screen just goes black.
Same thing happened to Grand Theft Auto 5. That came out and it was also, you know, all the crazy settings and your game was crashing. And same thing. These games make, I mean, Rockstar makes awesome games and great graphics. And, you know, it's just hard. Like, Witcher does that too. Damn, that looks good.
I was like, all right, I'm a criminal. I'm going to act like one. So there's a guy on a horse coming down the thing. So I shot him off his horse and I robbed him. And then it says, you should hide bodies because other people will investigate. So I picked a guy up and I go and throw him in the bushes. Somehow there was a man on a horse in the bushes. So he's like, what's this? And then I'm covered in blood, right? He goes, is that badger blood? And I was like, shit, I got to kill this guy too. So I killed him. And then a stagecoach came while I'm carrying the other guy to the bushes. I was like, when's this going to end? Like, is it an endless stream of murder? And meanwhile, like, you have a honor system. Like, you can get the honorable, the middle, yeah, or evil. And I'm just getting red flag. And then, I don't know. I like that too, I guess. It was kind of realistic, I suppose.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
See ya. All right. So, yeah, more on that in the coming weeks, I'm sure. I want to talk real quick about a game that I played. It was just a demo. Now, this was recommended by Warconius. It's called Steam Dolls Order of Chaos, and it is not out yet. There's just a demo. It's advertised as a Metroidvania steampunk game. Not really my thing, you know, uses the controller, but I thought, I'll check it out. It's just a demo. I like how the demo is coming back now.
Yeah, I love it.
Really enjoy that. Like it way better than early access, to be honest with you. So I played it. It's about an hour long. It is very Metroidvania.
This is an early access demo.
Is it? I mean, probably, yeah. But I mean, early
access. Go fuck yourself, Bobby.
They aren't selling the actual game and just being like, well, you know, we'll finish this eventually.
My mom left and I'm cussing again.
I know, right? I was trying so hard to say fuck shit balls. Oh, I feel better now.
Whew. Right. Cunt!
Let's fucking go, Bobby.
So,
who the fuck is she?
I can't take it.
So this game, no price point on it yet, no release date. Very Metroidvania, very steampunk. It looks and feels a little dated. So it's on the Unity engine, and it kind of has, you know, kind of that sluggish feel to it as well. But that could just be me on the controller. Like, I am not good on the controller. I did enjoy the level design on it, though. I thought that was pretty good. Just like Metroid, you got these save points, you've got different routes of getting to different areas. It reminded me a little bit, in a way, of Mark of the Ninja. Yeah, Mark of the Ninja. Mm. Where there's a somewhat of a stealth mechanic. You can sneak up on guys, and then you can execute them, and you also regenerate health with that as well. But it doesn't have the whole vision cones like Mark of the Ninja does. So I don't know. There's potential there, but I don't know if it's really stands out in any way against a lot of the other games that it competes with.
It's hard to say in early access because, like, I can tell some of the animations aren't even complete and stuff like that. So we'll see. We'll see if this gets anywhere. It has a cool look to it.
Yeah, I did like the style. But, you know, this is totally not my type of game, too. I'm the wrong person to be really judging this game.
So yeah.
That as well. But, yeah, so Steam Dolls Order of Chaos. What else we got here? Warcraft 3 Reforged. So the beta did start November 4th. I logged into Battle.net for the first time in a long time. It was kind of weird having that friends list come back up. You know, old friends are still playing Heroes of the Storm, World of Warcraft.
And Bobby got one.
Like you were never, it's like you were never left, dude.
Yeah. But Warcraft 3 Reforged, I played the beta. I don't know how long it's going to be open. I really want to play some 2v2s. I talked to Sniper about that. Maybe we'll get a chance later. So first of all, the beta, they have locked the Night Elf class. Don't know why. Maybe it needed balancing because that was like definitely the best class back then. Not the easiest to play, but all the pros played Night Elf. So I don't know. Maybe they need to balance stuff there. Maybe they had some other issues. Also, there's some slight stuttering here and there. Every time loading, or sometimes loading into a game, it would just be like a black screen. Especially like when I pulled up menus, things would get very, very slideshow, very stuttery. So it needs a little bit of work, but it looks great. Like it looks, it's just like playing Warcraft 3, honestly. Like, I forgot that I was playing Reforged after a while. It looks a lot better. It's got way better support for the mouse. Like, I've gone back and played Warcraft 3 not too long ago, and even with the resolution fix, it feels very claustrophobic. The UI, the HUD takes up too much room. You feel like you're way too zoomed in. The mouse feels way too sensitive. All those problems are gone in Reforged, but it still feels just like the old game. I felt like it was 2003, 2004, and I was playing 2v2s on BNet again. It was crazy. And I got quite a few games in, won them all, by the way.
Hey.
Still got it. But let me tell you, man, the competition was tough, dude. The people playing this game are like all the people who played it back in the day and never stopped. And like they've been playing on W3C Arena or whatever you play multiplayer on now. And now they're just like, oh, Reforged is out. Cool. I'll check this out. But like I was playing people who were just microing so well. They're using the abilities of their characters. They were trapping my heroes. Like they were expanding at the right moments. They were getting creep. Like they were just doing like all the old strategies, man. It was actually tough, but I did manage to squeak it out. Unfortunately, in a few games, I always play 2v2s because sometimes I get carried, but I don't want to say I get fully carried, but I am the other guy on the other team is really good, but his partner is worse than me. So I'm like, I'm with a guy who's also really good.
You're able
really,
to these support.
Two titans. Yeah, exactly. These two titans are just battling it out.
Yeah.
And then me and the other guy on the other team are just trying not like see who can suck the less.
Right.
Or the least, basically.
So when you said there's no, how many armies are there? How many races are there?
Just Horde, Alliance, Undead.
So there's three factions then?
Well, yeah, right now. This is for the beta.
Right.
And then you can only play a handful of maps, and it's only 1v1s or 2v2s.
So right I now. Don't understand this about the Night Elves then. Is that a fourth faction that used to be in it? Or?
Oh, yeah, dude. Night Elves were there were four races in Warcraft 3.
Okay.
And for the single player, you play through all of them, and the story kind of is told through each of their perspectives. So, you jump back and forth between each one and play them.
Can you still play the story in this?
Mm-hmm. Not in the beta, but yeah, at BlizzCon, not the last one, but the one before, they had the part where Arthas goes in and like kills, or he does the cleansing of Strathholm. That was the part of the single player that you played through there.
Did you play Warcraft 3, Ray? Yeah, me neither.
Like,
you could tell by our silence over here.
Yeah,
like nodding.
I don't know what to say, so I'm just like, yeah totally.
I played it a little bit. I remember
It
introduced the heroes.
Because my friends played it, and they were good at it. And they were like, oh, let's play, blah, blah, blah.
And came out of it.
And then I would play like one game with them, and then I'd be like, fuck this, I'm playing Counter-Strike or Under Tournament.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. Like, I know I'm so much better at this game because of all the MOBAs that I've played now. Like, I'm actually a lot better. What's up, Chi? But before that, like back in the day, I was awful at these types of games. And I played a lot of Age of Empires. And then my brother actually introduced me to Warcraft. And I'm like, whoa, the games are so much quicker. You have these hero characters. Like, it's just way more action. It looks better. Like, I was immediately hooked on this.
Nice. So we're going to, that's where your time's going to be going.
I think
as soon as it goes live.
But I didn't.
Yeah, but they don't have a date on it yet.
This is perfect.
Dude, now, from the beta, though, it feels like this release is really far off. They originally said it's coming out in 2019. Like, don't worry, guys, 2019. But after playing this beta, I'm like, dude, there's no way. There's no way they have this game together in a month.
I am just joining the podcast.
Hi. We have our BlizzCon correspondent.
Yeah. It's funny because you guys are talking about Warcraft Reforged here. I did not know that they had a beta going. When did that start?
They announced it at BlizzCon. They didn't really talk much about this game at BlizzCon. They promoted it heavily last year, but they did say that the beta was going to start November 4th, and they didn't specify an end date, and I couldn't find one online. So I don't know. Maybe it's just up for until the game comes out.
Okay. Well, I did get to play Warcraft Reforged, actually. So I did go to BlizzCon, and I apologize I wasn't on the last episode, so I can talk about it while it was just fresh in my head. But Warcraft 3 Reforged was more or less my first impression of BlizzCon.
It's the first thing you played?
Mm-hmm. It was the first thing I played, and it was so much fun.
Yeah? So you were a Warcraft 3 player?
No. I was a Warcraft 2. I started with Warcraft 2.
Okay.
When Warcraft 3 came out, I think I was already on the StarCraft bandwagon by then. So I didn't really get too involved into the Warcraft RTS much after that. In fact, when I did play it, it was really cool because at BlizzCon, they have the BlizzCon arcade, and the demo setup for Warcraft 3 Reforged was in the arcade. It's the lower level of the con, it's dark, and it's where you really got to get your hands on most things. Luckily, since I went there fairly early in the day, there was a very small line for Warcraft 3 Reforged. And so it wasn't a long wait to play the game. And when they set you up, you could you play partnered or solo, but you have to compete against somebody else.
Mm.
And they give you about, I think, 15 minutes or 20 minutes of demo time, maybe less than that even. But then it's a real 1v1 with Warcraft 3 Reforged.
And probably a pre-set up scenario, right? Like everybody
No. You could pick you start from scratch.
Armor. Yeah.
You only pick between orcs and humans, they throw you in a large map. I don't know what is it. It's normally like 8 players to one map, and it's just 1v1. And it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. That's good.
It was a lot of fun. And it was great because it's like, for me, I was so young. When I mean young, I mean Warcraft 2 was probably my very first RTS and one of my first computer games ever.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was playing Warcraft 3, just knowing how to play an RTS made it fun. It was it was helpful. I got what was going on.
Yeah.
But the person I was playing against
knew exactly what he was doing.
Was a Warcraft 3 player, so he knew exactly what he was doing, and then the disparity between
it was obvious
how well he played and how poorly I played.
Bobby said on the beta, right before you came in, he's just playing against experienced players. He can tell.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't lost, but he can tell that like it's all experienced players.
There's a lot of people who just never stop playing this game. And there's a lot of means to play it out there as well. I mean, the W3 Arena, I think, is the big one, but there's ways you can do like the competitive scene. I think you have to have either gone to BlizzCon or pre-purchased this game to get into the beta, though. I should mention that.
I didn't look at, I know there's ways to look at your Blizzard account and check out all the extra stuff that you get.
Yeah, you probably got a bunch of cool stuff.
Yeah, I probably did. It's just been, I kind of hit the ground running since coming back. So that was really, Warcraft 3 Reforged, it was a lot of fun. I think it's good for like people who haven't really played RTS as much and want to just see what old school RTSs are like. And then it played pretty smooth. I don't have any issues with the visuals. I didn't feel like anything was outdated or even modern, but it was a nice, really,
nice.
It's like, it was just nice.
Yeah. What about the rest of the con?
Oh my gosh. Is it time for me to talk about the whole entire con? So BlizzCon 2019, it was so much fun. I had such a blast. I've been to BlizzCon once before. I think it was 4 years ago. And this time it was different because this time I actually got a real ticket. And then I
you
had
snuck
made
in last year. Supposedly.
Like 4 years ago, I think I snuck in.
A friend of a friend.
Yeah, before I was even on the podcast, I had snuck into BlizzCon with a friend using his badge.
Hmm.
But so this one here, everything was planned out, and I would have been there for both days, But the person I went with, which is my boyfriend, we ended up missing the first day because he had to work late. And there was no way around that, but I wasn't even upset like that day and or the day I went. That didn't bother me at all, since my tendency with cons is to really
hit it hard one day,
get the full experience from it, and then move on from there. So I only went to Saturday's event, but I spent the whole day there. So more or less, I think from 11 all the way to through the ending stage.
Ceremonies.
Yeah.
Closing ceremonies.
And then closing ceremonies, and then out. So BlizzCon was amazing. I really felt like all I needed was the one day anyways. And I got a little bit of everything, and I've been in plenty of cons. This one, it was really well put together. And the best thing about me going to BlizzCon was honestly playing the games. Like, I got super excited the most when it came to actually getting my hands on the games early. So
it wasn't hard, though?
No, some of the lines, the longest line that I had to wait in was probably Overwatch 2. Mm-hmm. And of course, Overwatch 2 just felt like Overwatch 1. But it was nice because I had bumped into a couple of my gamer friends that I knew were going to the con, but it was all last minute.
Bumped like, into or like?
No, we
planned.
We planned it like day of.
Okay.
And like just like we checked on each other like a day
before.
There's
a lot of people that just bumped into somebody.
Yeah, we didn't bump into each other, but it wasn't like we were making plans to meet up and go. It was like they were at BlizzCon, they knew I was going, and then we just caught up there. So BlizzCon was awesome. I started off in the Blizzard Arcade, and with the Blizzard Arcade, there was Warcraft 3 Reforged. And then there were a whole bunch of different setups to play all the other games and the old school games. But I really didn't want to like dabble too much in that.
Yeah, why would you?
There wasn't any real nostalgia. They had like a movie theater, but I was like, I already lost a day. I'm not going to dive too hard. But I felt like I didn't leave any rock unturned when I went.
Of the new stuff.
Mm-hmm. Of the new stuff. Because so I played Warcraft 3, Diablo 4, and Overwatch 2.
Damn. So what was the best shit? For you?
For me, it was my first impression was Warcraft 3. And I felt like that was the
really?
Most fun.
That was like the standout?
Because it was more competitive. It was 1v1. And then winner gets memorabilia coin, which is cool. So they were handing out coins to prize winners.
Oh, cool.
And then
but you
my
did
friend,
not win.
No, I didn't. And then my friend met up with me, and then her and our group, we had a 5-stack, and we went up to Overwatch 2. Of course, by then, day one, I saw everything on the virtual ticket in terms of releases. And then with the releases, that's when... So I already knew what to expect. And then so it was just going in there and getting my hands on that. So played Overwatch 2. They had the new... they had two lines, one for PvE, one for PvP. Played the PvP with a 5-stack, and then I had like a little kid join me. Mm-hmm. They let you play 2 whole games, which was really cool. So won one, lost one.
So you weren't here last week, but we basically said it's just an expansion, basically, right?
I wouldn't even call it an expansion.
Not even
an
expansion. Like
it's that for me. I feel like this is the Left 4 Dead formula, where Left 4 Dead 2 didn't need to be Left 4 Dead 2.
It
just needed to be an update.
Sure.
Yeah. Or a so-called expansion. With Overwatch 2, I guess it would be a giant expansion, but you're not going to get money calling it an expansion.
Then why are they calling it a full-on sequel?
Well,
I think it's because they want to revitalize Overwatch.
Yeah.
They want to re-spark the interest in Overwatch, and then they also want to give enough to where the diehard Overwatch players haven't really, that haven't stopped playing Overwatch, for them to feel like they have enough content to make it feel like a new game.
Were the protests evident? Did you see much of that?
No, outside of just t-shirts. There wasn't, from what I could tell, I heard that there were protesters outside.
You didn't see them outside?
But no, the event is so huge. So it is massive. Hmm. So
see any Winnie the Poohs?
What are Winnie the Poohs?
Like people dressed as Winnie the Pooh?
Oh, no. I did not. I did not.
That's part of the protest.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Part of the protest. But no, did not. So
Really funny. I'm not funny, but I'm really surprised that Warcraft was the standout, like, fun.
Everything was fun.
How's Diablo?
Diablo was awesome. So Diablo I actually caught on the way out because the lines were horrendous for Diablo as well.
Yeah.
But it was nice because the mythic stage, the main stage that had Glitch Mob perform at, on the way out was the Diablo demo. So on my way out, I caught Diablo 4, no line whatsoever. Diablo 4 was amazing. It played smooth for the demo, and I regret not trying out the druid. But once you lock in a character, I locked in the sorceress.
Yeah.
You couldn't change your mind.
Stuck with it.
But it was a lot of fun with that. And it opened up to like the open world area pretty quickly. I thought they were just, with the demo, they were just going to stick you in a dungeon and whatnot. But you made it to the first town. You made it through the first set. And you really got to kind of explore a lot of different corners and people hopping in and out of your game. So.
Oh, yeah. How long did you get to play? What do you say, minute-wise?
I think 20 minutes, probably.
That's solid.
Yeah, so...
For a game that's years away.
Yeah.
I still don't get this, because there's 50 or 60 minutes of gameplay online that you can watch. Mm-hmm. How could it... Well, I don't know. Maybe they need...
development, though, dude. Sometimes, like, 90% of the work is the last 10% of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, no, Diablo 4 was... I mean, I can't complain. I was enjoying myself playing the game. It's, you know, I didn't really see any staple, you know, new Diablo elements to it.
Yeah.
It's just a newer, more refined Diablo with a new class thus far is my impression of it. I don't think there were any game breaking elements. And I think that's what they wanted to focus on. I think they just wanted to focus on
people are
the
saying
darkness and the return to Diablo 2 equation.
Yeah, yeah. That's what
and,
most people are saying.
But with better graphics and probably better story.
Cool. So overall, all in all, great con. I always say it's the best convention I've ever been to. Like, they know what they're doing.
It's well put together.
It's well put together.
It's well put together. And a lot of the different things were segregated to different areas. So you got a different vibe depending on what you were looking to do. Mm-hmm. And it was nice because I bumped into friends. So I got the group feeling when we were like going to watch Overwatch tournaments. And then I could pull away and be like, oh, I'm just going to go check out this. My biggest thing... outside of like playing the games, I also loved watching Vicky Lyon win the Hearthstone tournament. Like, I almost cried in the
crowd. Oh, yeah, she won, right?
Win. It was
first
the very
female
first
winner?
Female tournament winner.
That's awesome.
And it was just amazing. It was such a heartfelt and moving and a very proud moment for me, for her. Even though I don't really play Hearthstone, I don't follow her, but knowing what was happening and seeing...
That's what I was going to say. Were you able to keep up with the game?
Yeah.
Even though you haven't played it in a long time?
Yeah, of course. And then like seeing the reality of... And she rolled through it. She won. She had zero defeat.
Dominated?
Yeah, she dominated.
Damn.
And then just seeing that was amazing.
Good for her.
That was like a victory for all women... gamer women in general.
For sure.
I feel like
it's not a lot of females in esports.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and when I say not a lot, I mean like almost none.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But on a game like that where it's like a lot more thinking and multitasking.
Well, there's a really good StarCraft 2 female player too, you know, and that's another game where it's just like you're on your own, you know, you don't have a teammate. There was a girl in the Korean scene for Heroes of the Storm that was on a team for a while who did really well, but that didn't... didn't pan out. Oh, you know, speaking of esports, did anybody watch any League of Legends championship?
No, but it's been on the top of the Reddit throughout the last couple of weeks. Yeah. So
I watched a little bit of the grand finals. It was a 3-0 stomp. Nothing.
Oh. Yeah.
Nothing that unusual, I guess.
The international was really good. The final. Did you watch that, Bob?
Nah, I didn't watch any Dota this year.
Yeah.
I think the production behind all of these esports games are insane.
It's getting
production
so crazy.
Value. It's funny because the Hearthstone arena, the tournament, it was significantly smaller than the Overwatch arena. The Overwatch arena had an entire stadium. The Hearthstone, she just had a floor with a whole bunch of chairs, and they weren't even filled when she won this.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of a dying game.
Yeah.
Not kind of. It's dying on the vine. But
especially
still,
with Runeterra and all the drama with...
Yeah. China and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's where it started.
I mean, it's not the most, it's not like a big e-sport, I guess. You know, right. Especially to watch, it's not that exciting, so I can understand that. And of course, Overwatch has that that circular area that
they sick. Do
theirs in. Yeah, that, yeah. That's pretty mm-hmm. awesome. But Hearthstone's much more of an intimate setting there. I like that little setup that they have for that.
I kind of feel like Overwatch is Blizzard's baby. Like, they really want it to work.
Yeah, it's making all the money.
Is it, though?
Well, I don't know.
I would think it's dead. Like, I don't know why. It's just, I
feel like Warcraft makes more money. Just from the subscription.
Over the years, I'm sure it has, but Overwatch is like...
Even currently.
I don't know, but I think they're trying to solidify Overwatch as just like a staple, you know, kind of like WoW is. Like, WoW is just, people come back to it, people leave it for a while, people come back again, mm-hmm. but it's always there. And you always know the characters, and you're always kind of interested. And I think that's what they're trying to do with Overwatch.
So, Chi, you went into Overwatch with a 5-stack, but it's PvE, correct?
No, you had the choice to do PvP or PvE. I chose PvP, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a lot of
fun. So that's probably why it didn't feel any different at all.
The mode this time was a mode where it's like a pushcart mode, but with a robot.
Okay.
So...
not a huge difference.
Not a major difference. The robot would backtrack quicker, I feel like. I don't
But the major thing here...
Or no, you have to be close to it in order to get it to move. It's a pushcart.
The big thing is the PvE, I think. That's the huge...
The story. Like, yeah, all it is just unraveling story for the heroes. And I imagine it would be fun, but I don't play Overwatch for PvE.
Right.
And the fact that I said Blizzard, the most fun I had was playing competitive Warcraft 3 or Forge, is because I would imagine people who prefer shooters for competitive purposes are more abundant than PvE.
Yeah. My guess is that they had a lot of success when they do those PvE, like, holiday things. I'm guessing that that's what they're going off.
Yeah. Well, but I think it's a good move, too, because if you have both, then you take your pick. Maybe you're not in the mood to be competitive. You just kind of want to chill and be casual with your friends. You do the PvE.
Or you don't have the mad skills.
Yeah. I do feel like putting a 2 behind Overwatch is just a giant defib on the game. You're right. It's dying a little.
Ray and I,
or it's been dead to me.
I'm pretty sure that it was just an attention grab.
It makes a good headline.
Yeah, it's because of all the shit that was going down politically. Mm-hmm. They were like, let's just make up the best shit that we can to try to like get more attention than the protesters. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they were gonna announce Diablo 4 until the shit went down.
No, I'm glad that they did announce Diablo 4.
I feel like Diablo 4 was going to get announced. I think Overwatch 2 wasn't going to get announced.
And definitely not as Overwatch 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it would. I think BlizzCon would have not had enough hype to without Diablo 4.
What were you thinking about for the last 7 minutes, dude? While you're looking at that corner over there. Sniper just asked if you died.
Really?
Yeah, Ray. I thought I was going to be the zombie coming in. Oh, What's going on with you? Can I have one of those?
Yeah, go for it.
I honestly was choking on a chicken bone rushing here, guys. I think I ripped the back of my throat.
Oh, that's gross. I don't know.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Sorry I zoned out. I don't know. I've been gaming all day, maybe, and like now I'm here in like reality, and it's like, no, I want to go back and game. I'm updating my review on Call of Duty, starting with the campaign. Hands down, best campaign ever in Call of Duty. It was, you know, this whole reimagining of the first original campaign, so much better. I totally take back what I said last week about the game not, you know, not really pushing buttons and not really showing everything in war. No, after I swear, it's like where I left off before I did my review, then like the next story mission, everything I said that didn't happen that I wish I would see in the game happened. Like, they murdered a kid. They ended like they did all this crap. I was just like, I got like goosebumps where I kind of felt weird and bad. I was like, I don't want to see that, but it's dope that I saw that in a game. It's the story is really good. It's told so well. The ending is great. There's a post-credit scene, guys, so stay for that. Spoilers. Sorry. It looks like there's going to be a sequel. The ending's really cool. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if this goes well, and I guess if it gets more, you know, more sales, of course they're going to start working on a sequel for this, like a direct sequel, because the story, it's, well, you know, the original Modern Warfare is a trilogy. So they might just go for the whole thing because it looks like they will. They're bringing back some characters. I'm not going to say what's up, but you guys got to play this. But yeah, no, the story was so good. It ended, and my brother was watching like the last scenes, and he's like, oh, that's like, they add a bunch of little interesting things. There's like, you know, there was some stuff they never done before in the game. Like, there was you had to guide a person through the United States Embassy. And you're using the cameras, and you're telling them, all right, you know, like, you know, they've done this in other games, but like, you know, Call of Duty hasn't done it. And the way they did it was really neat. But they have like this girl, and she's like, they kill the ambassador, so she has to grab the key card and take it to them. And they're like, they're making her move. Like, all right, cool. And like, go to the next desk, go to the next cubicle. And as she's moving there, you're seeing all this stuff happen. What's like, and it's so messed up. Like, there's this one part where, like, all right, and, like, they told her, go ahead, go into the other room. And then they notice, one of the guys is like, oh, no, there's a guy there. He's still alive, and she knows him. So she starts, like, crying, and they're like, no, don't cry. Don't yell. Come on. Because, like, they're scared the other guys are going to, like, get her, like, find her. So she runs around the corner, and then, like, one of the enemies, a terrorist, comes up and murders a dude. And she just covers her mouth and just tries not to yell. Like, I felt like, oh, like, that's hard. Like, so she witnessed her friend just die right there, but she had to keep going and bring the key card to them. The scenes are hard, man. The start of the embassy was just crazy. But it's story mode. Honestly, hands down, Call of Duty. Good job, man. Like, they finally brought it back, and it's an amazing game, and I'm loving it. Story mode's done. They have some extra stuff. They have like a co-op, mm-hmm. four-player mm-hmm. Story mission, like special ops missions. Mm-hmm. I haven't tried those yet, but those look like fun. Like at the end of the game, it says story continued in special ops missions. So I think it's like a PvE type thing.
Yeah.
I think it's just swarms of people.
I bought Modern Warfare, and I only played...
Did you play that?
I played like 30 minutes of...
Oh, okay.
Of
the special ops stuff?
Random team deathmatch.
Oh, okay, no.
And then the special ops, I was going to play it, but somebody told me to wait until post-story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And yeah.
From what you said.
I just talked earlier, I just mentioned, you know, competitive shooters. I've been back on the CSGO bandwagon. I think I'm going to give Modern Warfare single player an honest try.
Oh, fair shake.
Six. You'll beat it in 6 hours.
Okay.
I want to say six
Maybe
hours.
Maybe eight.
Maybe.
But... I take my single player slow when I'm pizza. Streaming.
It took me longer.
Yeah, when I'm streaming, I go really slow.
It took me longer because I played in the higher difficulty. So it was like I would get shot once or twice, and I'm like, fuck! And like I was getting so frustrated at the end. I was yelling. My brother was like, yo, dude, relax, bro.
Yeah.
Really, just like patting on my back, give me a massage. I'm like, get the fuck off me, dude. I'm mad. Leave me alone.
To give you guys an idea of how good this game is, Ray has not stopped talking about Outer Worlds for 6 months, and it's out, and it's $1, and he owns it, and he's playing this.
All right, yes? So I just wanted to update that on the single player. It's great, man. It's honestly hands down best Call of Duty campaign ever. And then after that, I jumped into multiplayer, and I can't stop saying how great it is. All these new modes they added. Cyber Attack is so much fun, and I wish
are the maps growing on you? That was your big
They fixed some of them.
Yeah,
where like the spawn points are all right, but then I was playing this new map that they just added this called Shot House or Shoot House. I forgot what it's called.
Is that the 2v2 on a small little tiny thing?
No, it's like this bigger map. It's like a right now they have it's an event like 24/7 Shoot House. It's one of the every week they have different little modes that they add on there that are just like unique for that week. But right now they have that 24/7 Shot House, I believe is what it's called. I was playing that for like 2 hours.
Is he playing with a controller right now? Just the movements, the way he's moving. He's got to be.
Yeah, it seems probably. Like
a lot of times when they're doing, is this like a promotional video? That's what they use. Like,
yeah. But yeah. Multiplayer is still great. They nerfed some of the guns. But I feel like they, okay, so they nerfed the M4 and some of the SMGs, but now there's still some SMGs that are still super overpowered, and now the AK is awesome. So now I'm like powering up my AK. And that's another thing. Now I'm obsessed.
Window peaks and the door peaks are new, right?
Yeah.
I don't recall that in any.
They're neat.
They're a little bit in blackout, but this is like another level of.
You press mouse 5. Well, that's actually the default on it. But you just grab any corner.
Yeah, any corner.
So it's kind of neat.
Mm. Ray, why is that little crosshair moving independently of the gun?
What do you mean?
Can you go back like 2 seconds, Bobby?
You're probably is gun is recoiling. Controller? No, the gun is recoiling.
No, before he shoots. The little red thing's moving independently of the gun. Look, see how it's bobbing around?
No, it's because he's bobbing from movement. It's but so it's realistic.
Yeah,
his crosshair. When you step forward or backwards, it bobs.
Oh, yeah, I see.
When they have the hollow, the hollow inside's moving depending, like, and that's what you see inside when you issue with an actual hollow aim. But yeah, again, great multiplayer. I just really, if you ever loved Call of Duty, if you ever liked Call of Duty, get this game. It's worth the $60.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome story, awesome multiplayer, great co-op story stuff that I've read about. I still haven't played it, but I
maybe Ray is great game of the year.
Ah, no.
I will definitely give Modern Warfare more of its just dues, because when I have had any time to game since BlizzCon, have invested it into Counter-Strike, because that's the game I want to play when I have time to play video games.
So Modern Warfare is only on Battle.net, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Same place you can buy it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I want to play a single player pretty bad.
Check it out.
So I'm just going to borrow Ray's account.
Just sign in. Play. And if you just want to play the, like, the really, like, I think the level's called Clear House or whatever.
Yeah.
The one, Night Vision one.
The demo.
It's so dope, dude.
Oh, gotcha.
So sick. Yeah, no, just sign into my account.
Yeah.
But,
Or maybe if somebody has a copy, you can send it to me, because I want to play the PvE with Ray. That'd be cool.
That'd be fun, dude.
Yeah.
Diego bought it. Diego's, it's his first PC game.
Damn.
Call of Duty. He sucks balls, but he's trying.
What'd he buy?
Huh?
His computer, what'd he buy?
Well, he already had a computer.
Oh.
And then he just never used it for gaming. And then he told me, can I game on a 960? And I'm like, yeah, you can totally game on a 960. Yeah. Like, not that high.
It's getting dated, but yeah.
Yeah, but you can totally play on a 960. And he's like, oh, yeah, I have like 32 gigs of RAM. And like, he has an RICP. And I'm like, yeah, you can totally play on that, dude. Just update, get a GPU later, and that's it.
Yeah.
But he's playing. He's loving it, dude. And then Drew got that on. I got him a copy, and he's.
Did he build a computer?
No, he's playing on Xbox, but he's playing with us.
Okay,
it's super easy. They have.
You can play cross platform.
Yeah, it's cross platform, and then you can just add. It says add PSN, add Xbox Live handles, add Activision handles. There's three ways to add your friends on here.
Mm.
Like, so even on the co-op, you guys can play cross-platform. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yep. Cool. And I think Xbox has a Discord app, so you can even like go onto Discord on your Xbox.
That's
Microsoft
cool.
is killing it, dude.
Yeah, and they're doing.
They're like
they've been doing good moves for the last 2 years.
But
like 20 years of bullshit, and they were like, whoever's in charge is making really good moves,
mm-hmm.
dude. And now EA is making. Great decisions, and Blizzard is not. I mean, what world are we living in? What's going on here? Oh, man.
I remember this was from like 10 years ago, but somebody's like, what world are we living in where the best golfer is black, the tallest guy in the NBA is Chinese, and what was the last one? Something about a black guy. Shit. The
black guy's president?
Yeah, I think it was probably Black Eyed President, maybe.
Hmm. Didn't land the third one there.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, Emilio.
Oh, no. Or like, I don't know. We got a retard as a... Never mind.
And the best rapper is white.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it was.
Okay. Much better.
Yeah.
Much stronger finish. All right. Who played Metro Exodus?
Well, I reviewed it like 2 weeks ago. I mean, reviewed it. Based off 1 hour or 2 hours of play. Mm-hmm. I played for another 2 hours, and I'm liking it more and more. You built... Man, the Russians, man, they really like to fucking make you struggle for shit. Again, I mean, you have to wipe your mask off to get the condensation off of it just to see. And then if you get attacked a few times, it's cracked. Mm-hmm. So now you're dealing with cracked and water drops. And then on top of that, there's the filters you have to keep changing. On top of that, you have to keep watching your ammo. You have to keep your guns clean. You have to build your bullets. You have to modify your guns all the time. What else? It sounds like micromanagement, but it's not, because it's just the shit that's on you. Your map is a paper map with no frills, no nothing other than your map and a compass, like it would be, you know. I've been scared several times of these fucking zombies. But what I'm really starting to enjoy is the risk versus reward and stuff. You can go straight for this, you know, you could go straight for whatever, the mission. But what's in that hut over there? Is it worth going over there? Who knows? But it looks like it might have some bullets, because I don't have a lot of bullets and there's a lot of fucking zombies. And then you might end up spending more bullets than you get from the shack, or you get no bullets, you know? It's all based on just what you're seeing. The context is in the visuals and in the world that they created. It's not like other games where the quests are set, put in there so that they can keep you with all the stuff that you need. If you use all the stuff you need, you're fucked. That's it. I think I would have to start a game over. I am like freaking about ammo all the time. Everything in the game is made from the same construction materials. There's just two. So you could either make band-aids or bullets or repair your shit. Or so you have to really
manage.
Yeah, manage. But it's more about manage it. It's almost like, what do you guess is going to come up in this next area? Well, there's a lot of this shit, so maybe I'll make more of these kind of bullets. But you really don't know. It's a guessing game. And there's a lot of risk versus reward. Should I go over there and get the more raw materials, or should I not? And also your skill with shooting. I mean, if you're just pulling the trigger and fucking going balls to the wall, you're going to be out of bullets, and then your game's over. So for that reasons, I'm really liking it. The story, the voice acting, and the fucking the silent protagonist can all fuck itself. It's just all bullshit. But the shooting and the gameplay and the survivability, it really is like a survival horror game. That's basically what it comes down to.
They say scarcity breeds desire.
Mostly
referencing relationships, but in this game, it sounds like that's...
I need cock.
But
I'm gonna get laid.
I feel like it's interesting because you mentioned that the quests aren't laid out to help you replenish. It's almost punishing if you try to 100 be a completionist. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying
don't
like
have the.
You can go scavenge, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the game doesn't tell you to go scavenge. You have to do it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You can go scavenge, but there's no guarantee that that's going to be like as it is in real life in a post-apocalyptic world. Mm-hmm. You don't know that if that house is going to have anything besides 10 zombies in it. And then now you're lower than when you went out to go get it anyway. Or you might go into another house and it's just full of shit. So, and there's no... nothing's telling you in the game, there's no sign outside that says this one's full of bullets and this one's full of zombies. You just have to either get lucky or just ignore it all and just go for the main quest.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of, and there's, oh man, there's these freaky little things that pop out of the ground. There's giant things that fly around and pick you up, throw you in the mm-hmm. fucking freaky things. There's all kinds of monsters in it, man.
Yeah.
Dude, the game just started off was like, it scared me a little bit when I played. But, like, I only played until you left when I started
metro.
Going to, like, different buildings outside. I mean, like, I started
okay.
snow.
I know where you're at, yeah.
That's where I left off. And but I started noticing, like, oh, shit, like, I don't have that many bullets. And
yeah.
I don't have this. And I really have to go look for this. And I guess that's the part of me that was just like, do I really want to get into this
yeah.
game? Like, I feel like I really have to try. And.
Yeah,
so
another
far,
thing.
It's not like my type of story. So
since all these guns are homemade, they just have kind of like homemade names. Like the knockback or stuff like that. And you have no idea that if the knockback is better than the shoot or whatever. You know what I mean? You just have to basically
and they got like the pew.
Yeah, you're like, this one looks better. Or you could take pieces off of one and add it to the other and make a shoot, mm-hmm. pew. Mm-hmm. But yeah, anyway, I'm liking it more and more.
Yeah. I mean, all the Metro games are really
the biggest good. Difference is that this is above ground. And at first I was like, oh, this is less scary. But yeah, it's plenty scary.
But the graphics were really good, though. I'll be honest mm-hmm. with that shit. The graphics
yeah. great. Well, it's the newest one. This came out a year ago.
Mm-hmm. February.
Yeah, this was like the first one where they're like, what? Epic Store exclusive? Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the one that started it all.
Yeah, man, it came out this year.
February 14th.
Not that long ago. All right, before we transition into news here, so I thought the movie review of Hitman was going to be posted later, but we ended up posting it last weekend, so you can check that out. Next movie is going to be Pixels, and that one will be in 2 weeks.
But Bobby, we got hit with a NDA. Did you?
Yeah, I took care of it. Yeah, Fox is very strict when it comes to copyright strikes, so I had to make a couple changes, and then they didn't like that, and I had to make a few more changes. So, you know, whatever. I think it still came out all right.
Cool.
But yeah, so Pixels coming up 2 weeks.
Nice.
Look for that one.
Bobby, Legend of Bumbo, is that out? I know it's coming out really soon. There's a few
What's
back.
What's Legend of Bumbo? Yeah. Oh,
another Binding of Isaac type game.
Tomorrow.
Standalone.
Nice. Bot.
Like this because most likely it's a co-op game that you'll be playing with.
Oh, single player.
Sam, right? Sorry.
It's single player. Yeah.
Single player?
It's not actually a Binding of Isaac. It's just in the same world.
Okay.
It looks like a 3D. I don't know. More on this
looks
next
like a
week.
Lot of fun.
Yeah.
Right now it's on sale. Look at it. I think it was on sale.
Yeah, $12.74. Awesome.
There you go.
How's Sam doing, by the way? Mm-hmm. Did I miss a baby shower?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't tell me it was a baby shower. You just said party at my place.
Mm. Would you have come?
What time was it?
Like at 2.
You didn't come?
Started at 2.
On what day?
Saturday.
Well, I work at Saturday at 9, but if I had known preemptively that it was a baby shower and had like an RSVP or something.
Sorry, Chick.
I don't think I would have missed it. All I got was a text that said party at my place.
Well, I didn't go to the baby shower either. I just
the party was going, so I'm sorry I missed
the
baby
shower. I didn't invite one person to the baby shower. Not one.
Oh my God. Because I feel like such a bad friend.
Real awkward, real quick.
Jeez.
Also, before we transition to news, just want to mention over the weekend I interviewed Sam Barlow, the director of Telling Lies, and also Her Story.
Did you get to finish Telling Lies before? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, I did finish the game. Yeah, and I think I talked about it last week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so that should be coming out within a week. He did most of the talking, very articulate. You know, it was really nice to have a discussion with, you know, a really intelligent, smart person about video games.
There's certain words you never want to fuck up, and that's one of them.
Yeah.
When you're talking about someone being intelligent.
Yeah.
He was so smart.
That was so great talking to someone.
So intelligent.
Intelligent. God damn. So intelligent. It made me feel dumb.
I was really impressed.
Oh man, it's like a verbal typo.
Yeah, and then I know I'm kind of late to
Bobby's
the show.
Bobby's the one that least fucks up.
Yeah, usually.
And I know I was late to the show, and I kind of went on about BlizzCon. Outside of BlizzCon, some CS:GO, like 30 minutes of Modern Warfare. I've actually been enjoying. Again, I keep on bringing this up, but having like a gamer boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I got to play the new Super Smash on Wii U, and it blew my mind that I got to play with
five people on Switch.
Oh, it's a Switch now. That's right. Yeah. Sorry, not a console gamer anymore. But it blew my mind that we were queued up with five people, and now you could queue up to 8. So
online?
No, like in person, I think.
Oh.
That's what we played at.
What do you mean you think?
Switch.
You sit in
I don't know.
You
no,
not?
No. We had five people, and we were queued up. Like, we
played together on one platform.
That blew my mind.
Yeah.
And all the new characters, but, like, all the fun was still there. It didn't seem overwhelming.
We played
playing with an extra people.
At DLG Con.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Yeah. I don't know who who it was. It was somebody big, like a decent sized company was like, or they rated it like best fighting game of all time.
Wow. I mean, I wouldn't doubt it in terms of like, well, Super Smash. Super Smash, the entire series.
No, that one game.
That particular one game.
Well, that's the best version of Super Smash.
It's the best version.
Yeah.
It's but they listened to the fans. Mm-hmm. They really went to the pros. They, it's fun for like somebody who doesn't know how to play. Mm-hmm. It's fun for pros. Mm-hmm. And they keep doing these cross platform. Like for soon, we're going to probably get an Overwatch character or two in there. Mm-hmm. They just put in Terry Bogart from Fatal Fury.
Fatal Fury.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which, he's one of my favorite
SNK characters.
Yeah, SNK.
Yeah.
One of those billion characters they made.
No, but yeah, so that was amazing. Had so much fun. And I had so much fun actually not playing a fighting game again, because I kind of miss Brawl. Mm-hmm. The last time I was actually adamant with Smash Bros was Melee.
Yeah.
So that's almost like a decade.
So who did you play with?
I played with Pikachu.
Pika.
I went with my classics. And then I also just kind of like went out there and I tried Olimar. That was fun.
Oof.
He's hard. He's really hard.
He's one of the hardest characters.
But it was still fun.
Yeah.
And then one of the people in the room, he was an Olimar main. And he like the
helped you out.
Yeah, the difference between me playing Olimar and then seeing him play Olimar was like leagues.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of depth to him.
Mm-hmm. But no, that was a lot of fun. And then I'm playing co-op Stardew again, Bobby. Mm-hmm. So
had tons of time to game.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like
it's been 2
a lot.
Weeks since I've played. Not really.
Oh, you had 3 weeks.
Two weeks.
Well, yeah.
BlizzCon was...
You weren't here for 2 weeks, right?
BlizzCon was last weekend, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
BlizzCon was last weekend, and I had missed that... No, I only missed the weekend after BlizzCon, and then it's 2 weeks since I was last recording. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, catching up with that. So, played some Stardew, co-op... been streaming Steam Linking through my laptop, or streaming, I guess. It's not Steam Linking, it's just streaming on my Steam account on my laptop through my computer. So we could both be in the bed and play Stardew side by side.
Inside of each other.
Stop. Not quite that level, but like, it's so funny because
I just had an image of spooning, but then also on the laptop at the same time.
Naked.
Reaching level 40 of the deep minds, right? Yeah. No. But it's awesome because it kind of reinforces how I would prefer to be with a gamer guy than just a normal guy.
Right, right.
Like, it some normal so guy might have... like so much going on for him,
huge dick.
And, well, but like, not no. Like, here's the thing. It's like, I definitely see the benefit to dating someone who's
that can game with for
that,
sure.
That is better than me at gaming and can play a variety of games like I do. And it's just transcending for what I need in a partner. And what I need for myself.
Because, it's 100% better, for sure.
Yeah, and and it's funny because, like, I've dated gamer guys before, like console gamer guys, and then now this guy is, like, PC and console, so it's nice. I'm just happy to do real co-op again. Like, whether it's Super Smash or Stardew.
Warconian says, Stardew is super sexy and makes me horny, too, G.
It's so funny because he's played Harvest Moon games, and he played Harvest Moon 64, so it's been a long time. He's never dabbled in a Stardew, and Bobby, you know how amazing Stardew is. And when he's playing, he's actually like, his gamer side shows. Like, he's being really like, I had played through Stardew, I had maxed out on my farm, maxed out hearts all my villagers, like got my equation of Stardew down to pat and what I wanted from it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started playing with him, I'm like, oh, he's so new. He's probably going to do some stupid shit. You know, like, I'm going to have to, like, hold his hand and, you know, kind of like show him how to play a real Harvest Moon game. But he was such an efficient gamer, and watching him, like, not even really playing Harvest Moon games, but like seeing that he's just an efficient gamer, and then like hearing and experiencing his reactions on something that's completely new to him. But
we get it. You're in love. Yeah. we get it.
It's just so cool, guys. No, here's the thing. It's like, I'm the gamer girl, like, reveling about, wow, like, I'm dating someone who's actually not just compatible with me in person, but also in game.
It's awesome.
I have been in relationships, or I have, like, had issues where we're compatible as gamer friends, or gamer, maybe we could be something more than friends, and then it just it not work out in
reality. You almost didn't give this guy the time of day either, because of his age, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How old is he?
I'm not saying.
He's 10 years old.
I remember.
Anyways, so it's really nice seeing that bridge finally crossed, where he's a really good gamer, and then he's also a really good boyfriend. So we'll see how long this lasts. Stardew Valley. It's so funny because I get to man the farm, because you know how OCD I am. Bobby, do you remember what it was like playing Stardew Valley co-op? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We were fun letting you have the farm.
Like, I think the only thing I really cared about Stardew the most was just trying to get down the levels in the mine.
In the mine, yeah.
That's all I cared about.
That was like the end game.
Yeah.
That's really, well, I don't know if it's changed much now, but yeah. And then you have to rebuild that whole community center or something. But,
yeah.
And it was really about the mines.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's all I wanted to do was just
that's where the combat
finish
was.
The community center and then do all the combat in the mines. I was like just getting down levels. That was like my jam in this game.
Oh, nice. Oh my gosh, looking at the videos, everyone has their farms where it's super cute. It actually looks like a farm. They've got their trees aligned all nice and neat. Yeah. Before, I just would min-max, and I didn't care how my farm looked, just as long as I could be as efficient as possible. But now, since I have a partner in my Stardew Valley life, where he could just run off and do what he wants, as long as he's bringing home the bacon and I could take all the money and use it at the grocery store, I can actually do a little bit more designing around the farm. So it's going to be like playing Stardew Valley, but with a lot less pressure of being a single player in Stardew Valley. I don't know, guys. Times are changing. I'm a happy girl.
I was, it's funny because that's what you're like, what you're trying to do in Stardew. I was trying to make this dude fall in love with me and have like a gay
romance. Are you
man.
Serious? Yeah. Was it Elliot? Because he's a very pretty man.
It was the guy that looked with like the longest hair.
Yeah, Elliot. Yeah. Oh my gosh, my dude said the same thing. He's like, oh, who's this guy?
Yeah, I was like, dude. And I was like, wait, you can date? I'm going to make this motherfucker fall in love with me. And I was just bringing him presents and all this stuff.
You're so that fucking... that's Ray, what are you trying to say?
I wanted to change it up in a game.
Are we putting a foot outside the closet? Honestly, I don't mind being gay in video games at all.
It's just funny.
Because growing up, I had to be gay in every single video game I played. That's even right. In Fable, I was gay. And then in all the Harvest Moons, I was like, all the Harvest Moons, I was, you know, trying to mac on the girls. So no problem. I mean, I guess hetero in game, hypothetically, since my only option, I don't mind hitting on, like, but as a female character, I only really hit on male characters. But as a male character, I only really hit on female characters. I never really bridged that.
It's complicated. All right.
Who would you smash dude-wise? In Stardew?
Yeah. What are my options here? I remember
you
Elliot.
You should know. There's Elliot.
That homeless guy who's always digging through the trash.
Okay. He's not a bachelor. He's not an option to marry and
maybe
or date.
It's like
thank
a secret
goodness.
You can unlock.
No.
This game's been announced since 2016.
Okay, Bobby, you have to remember. Yeah. So he was for Elliot. Elliot was the writer with the beach house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's Sebastian, who's the emo kid. That with the emo hair, he's not an emo kid, but he has the emo hair and he likes to be on his computer. There's Shane, who was the drunk.
It's
there
funny.
Was
remember their
Alex,
names.
The jock. Oh, it's because I'm playing the game.
I don't remember Shane.
And then yeah. Sam, the rock star. You don't remember Shane? Shane was...
I don't remember any of these guys. I mean, I wasn't
what?
Like...
Shane was the first guy I maxed out to 10 hearts because he was kind of... like, he was the hardest to get to know, I feel like. And he had problems. And I just wanted to fix him.
Well, what does he like? There's he likes beer, hot pepper, pepper poppers,
hot peppers. Oh, he was easy, too. Because hot peppers were, like, the parsnips of summer season. So.
Oh, he's related to Marnie. Marnie's his aunt. Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
you remember Marnie, but you don't remember the Bachelors?
Yeah, well, I'm so Marnie's confused. The lady you get
there. Marnie's got the cow lady. And, yeah cow he remembers the cow lady.
Well, yeah, because that served a purpose.
Yeah, we started talking about who we would date. And
he remembers the lady so, with the giant milk jugs.
No, it's because I started telling Chi, like, when I played Stardew, all I wanted to do was the mine. And then I wanted to date this dude. I was like, I bet I can make this guy fall in love with me. Well, that's all I was trying. Yeah, I'm down.
Sorry, and now we can move on to the news.
All right. Well, we've only got one bit of news here.
Thank you.
Google Stadia is coming very quickly, 2 weeks away, and they have announced the games that will be available on it at launch. Now, these games are not included with it. These games you can buy on Stadia. They will include some free titles. I think Destiny is one of those. Mm-hmm. But these are the games so far that you will be able to purchase on Google Stadia.
Bobby, when you say Odyssey. Destiny, sorry. When you say Destiny, you mean Destiny 2 or?
Destiny 2.
Yeah, okay. The collection.
Yeah, so Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Destiny 2, The Collection, Guilt, Just Dance 2020, Mortal Kombat 11, Red Dead Redemption 2, Rise of the Tomb Raider, Samurai Showdown, Shadow of the Tomb Raider, Thumper, another Tomb Raider. Bunch of Tomb Raider games.
All I can't keep track of which is which. I really can't.
Tomb Raider, the first one, and then it's Shadow, and then it's Rise. No, damn it, never mind.
You know what I mean?
No, never mind. I thought it. No.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I mean, if it was like Rise, then Fall.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what kind or
guilt you fall and you rise. For, I don't know how they want to do it.
Yeah,
I played the first two. I didn't play the last.
I haven't played the last one either. I don't want to because they're good games.
It was so good, right?
Right. Well, you need to figure out a way to fucking. Just do this for a living.
I know. I want to. I don't know how. It's either I do like my side gig that I got right now. If I can make that my full time job.
But I feel like if you did, then you'd just be doing this. Sweet. I don't have to work anymore. Now let me just play, and then you lose all your. Contacts.
I lose all my freaking like clients. Damn it.
Anyway,
what's going on there? It looks like Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah, honestly. For sure. That's going to be that and Destiny 2. I feel like I've heard that Destiny 2 is in a really good place right now.
Well, I mean, remember.
Yeah, I have people playing the game that I never thought would ever play it.
A lot of people are playing Destiny 2.
But I don't.
Yeah.
I still have no motivation to go back.
They're saying it's the best and this and that. It's super great.
They
should come out with an expansion called Destiny 3. Maybe I'll play.
I'll say this about like looter shooters and. This being said, I love Borderlands 3. Like, if I had all the time in the world, Borderlands 3 would probably dominate my game time. But I always go back to a Joe Rogan joke, and he's like, why are you going to climb Everest? The snow at the top is exactly the same as the snow at the bottom. And it's the same thing with all these looter shooters. The numbers at the top are the same as the numbers at the bottom, but you're just later in the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, the shooting, it doesn't change, ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just bigger numbers and bigger bad guys, quotations, because they're just different colors of the same bad guys.
Anyway. Down the wrong pipe.
So, Red Dead Redemption 2. Now, remember, Google Stadia is not using any of your local resources. You're basically offloading the workload,
too. Oh, shit.
So, I wonder if you could play Red Dead Redemption 2, like, 4K, all Jeez. The settings turned up, you know, if you had a good connection.
Those expectations are really high. Because I know that's what they're selling, but if they're really selling that, I just wonder, like, why is everything else that is even trying to be that
is
just
anyone
shitty?
Getting this?
Well, I just streamed. I just streamed Stardew through my laptop. The game's not installed on my laptop at all. My laptop is such a piece of shit that it took my Steam had crashed like twice before I could even load it up or froze because my laptop is just not good. Mm-hmm. But when I did get Steam up and running, I was streaming Stardew, and I would play Stardew. I wouldn't play Counter-Strike doing that. But it played Stardew with very little latency or lag whatsoever.
If Stadia is correct in what they're saying, like, potentially you could play Red Dead 2 on your laptop.
Or your mobile phone, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
I think 4K is... Sorry, Bobby. I think 4K is like... they're delaying it a little while. Everything's at 1080
The November
right now.
Release is only for people who I think had pre-purchased it. So their official...
Can we still pre-purchase?
Like you the did. Whole bundle thing, right?
Chad
but the official release, like the big wide release, I think is in January. I can't remember correctly. I don't know the timeline on this. But I mean, this will give us kind of a taste of what things are going to be like. But this isn't really the end product here. But it will be nice to finally see this in action out in the wild and see people using it and see how it goes.
The way I feel about it right now is I feel like Stadia is an amazing transition for console gamers. But as a PC gamer, the only way I would really consider picking up Stadia is if my PC was becoming outdated and a majority of the games that I wanted to play was sponsored through Stadia. Yeah. But I would still want to upgrade my rig because I know not everything is going to be available in Stadia. And I would hate to be limited on Stadia when, as a PC gamer, we are already unlimiting ourselves as gamers. Regarding we might have to download a different launcher and figure out which launcher to load up to play a certain game. Right. But at the same time, it's like we're not really refined to anything outside of console exclusive titles, which are being released on PC and are emulated on PC anyways. So that's why I think Stadia is going to be great for select titles, but is it going to make PC building and PC gaming irrelevant? I don't think so.
It's niche right now, I think, but it'll become more and more as generations of stuff phase out. Like,
what if they start buying up exclusives?
I don't want to rebuy all my games again.
Just like you said.
Because then I would just buy them twice and still not play them.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Gee, like if you had a PlayStation 4 right now and the PlayStation 5.
I do.
No, I know. I'm saying, I'm not speaking about you. I'm saying like, and the PlayStation 5 has already been announced. There's like pictures of it and stuff and when it's coming out or whatever. And some specs. But anyway, who's going to pay that $600 when you can play a lot of the same games? Except for the exclusives. That's a hard one. But the next Xbox, let's say, that's a hard sell when Stadia is around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Like I said, it might kill the console. Yeah. I don't think it's going to kill the PC gamer.
I don't know who asked. I think Josh, when he was over at the Fractal Josh, he's a friend of mine. Look it up. When he was over at our at the Twin Scott house, somebody said, like, what do you think of Stadia? He's like, well, based on the fact that its success would end my... And my industry, like, I don't want it to do well, but we'll see how it goes, you know. Yeah. It's all up in the air. We don't know. We'll see. We'll see in a week here.
I wonder if Stadia will have a streaming service we could jump on pretty early.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm trying to see if I can buy it right now, and it was only the Founders Edition.
Yeah.
That I can jump in November.
You're going to be able to get your hands on Stadia.
If you have a killer rig. There's no reason.
Oh, no.
The phenomenon that it is, pre-ordering isn't necessary.
Hey, if I don't need a controller.
Everyone's going to be able to get there.
Or anything, then I guess I'll just wait. Your
hands
to
on this.
Once.
All right, so we've got lots and lots of listener questions here. Let's get to them.
Oh, right before that, I do have a little bit of hardware. I do want to come up or talk about Poo-Pourri. Have you guys seen this?
Oh my God.
I thought we talked about this already.
Did we?
I think it did.
It's come up before.
Oh, I just used it again. I was amazed by how well it works.
Really?
Well, yeah. You spray it in the toilet before
you poop.
And somehow it just gobbles up all the stench.
I think the oils kind of lock in the smell of the shit.
It works.
Make sure when you use Poo-Pourri, you're also using the courtesy flush method.
Aren't you just...
But then that would get rid of
all the Poo-Pourri.
Yeah, but courtesy flushing is more effective than just nasty.
Sometimes I poop so much.
I disagree. Poop, trust me.
My poop goes over the water level.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
man.
Sometimes.
Okay, you got to check your diet for that shit.
Talk
Anyways.
About.
Oh, now I'm triggered. Now I want some Taco Bell.
Let's go. I'm so down.
Let's go make our shit float. Ooh, meet you at Taco Bell.
Let me get some DoorDash over here. Taco BZ.
Yo, Los Ponchos reopened on Washington Street finally, and I hear it's really nice. We should have a CJ's Los Ponchos.
Los Ponchos is always good. Los Ponchos is always good. That one. Oh. I had Los Ponchos the other day. I'm giving it 5 stars.
No fucking way, my dude. Let's go to the one on my street. That'd be awesome.
No, Los Ponchos, dank.
All right. First listener question comes from Zap. What's one game you'd like to erase from your memory to play it for the first time again?
Probably Skyrim. Just because I had so much time, so much fun playing through it.
But wait, playing it again.
Even as is, I played through it 3-4 times.
So I honestly, of course I would like to play it. I honestly would like to say Resident Evil 7 because
I haven't even finished it.
I know, because the reason why I never finished it is because I've replayed the first 3/4 of the game over and over and over.
Resident Evil.
That like I can't freaking beat it.
No, it's just Resident Evil is one of those games where you get to a certain point.
You need the natural jump.
What happened? I feel like I would just lose track of. In order for me to beat Resident Evil again, I'd have to run through all the rooms I already ran through to remember where like little puzzle pieces are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you know, so you run into a room and you'll see like a clock. It's missing the hand. Okay, and then like, but it's like in the beginning of the mansion in that little corner.
Sometimes you need to keep going.
Yeah. And that game.
I regret never beating Resident Evil 7. And I don't beat a lot of my games, but this is one I legitimately is like, it's like replaying it. It's hard. It's hard to jump in the original game save. It's hard to replay the whole thing. I can't find the happy medium.
And Bobby, Jedi Forces Outcast Special Edition.
Typing adventure.
I mean, I'm trying to think of a game that had some twist or hook in it that I didn't see coming, and you know, you can never get that back.
Stardew Valley, Ray is gay.
Bioshock?
The twist.
Yeah, Bioshock would be a good one because of the story. But, you know, there's a lot of games too that have zero replay value. Co-op on Portal 2.
Portal 2, yeah.
Yeah, once a lot of point and click adventure games, a lot of puzzle games. Once you figure out the puzzle, you know the puzzle. There's no point in replaying it. Mm-hmm. So maybe a good puzzle game.
Maybe Portal 2 is that's a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although I've played, it's been so long. I played like two of the rooms and I didn't recognize a goddamn thing.
So I was thinking like if I would play it again right now, would I feel the effect of like, oh shit, I'm playing this game and the graphics suck?
Take that out of it.
Let's take that out of it. Oh, then it would. Because, like, I would totally replay right now. I would love to play Final Fantasy VI again. I don't know why I was thinking about it the other day, and I'm like, that game was so good.
I would be sad if your impression of it now wasn't good, and something that good and nostalgic in your history.
Right?
That I almost said Parasite Eve, but then again, I was like, no, I hold Parasite Eve
was
so
fun.
Dear in my like nostalgia that if I had completely forgotten or just had never played it and then
Eve
played it and gave
game.
It a why bad
don't,
review
why
for
don't
some
they remake
reason?
Parasite Eve? That was such. They're remaking all these games. That was such a good game.
It was such a good game.
That was such.
And
like,
the,
it was an,
and the
was
combat
Scoresoft,
system,
right? Yeah,
doesn't exist in this modern
exactly,
age.
Exactly, it doesn't.
Yeah,
that was a good game.
Yeah,
I have no idea what they're talking about.
Parasite Valley.
Yeah,
we need one guy to just rebuild the entire game.
It's a PlayStation game. It's like a Squaresoft game.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
All right, a long question here from Scram TX. I have seen more and more games that have very poor tutorials or none at all. I found myself turning to YouTube for tutorials, and it seems like many YouTubers do a better job at creating guides than developers. Plus, it provides free marketing for developers, while at the same time providing opportunities for YouTubers to create content and increase their viewership. Do you think this is intentional on the part of the game developers, where they create a symbiotic relationship between themselves and YouTubers?
Sounds like Scram TX makes tutorial videos.
No, but there was an interview once, and I was watching, and the developer, I don't remember which one it was. I'm sorry, I can't remember. but he totally said, no, yeah, we'll totally let the YouTube community take over that.
Yeah. And same thing.
Is that what happened with religion too? Just kidding.
Same thing's been said about Bethesda. Like, they don't get all the bugs out of the game. It's like, leave it to the modders.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They'll take care of it.
Just leave it to the extremists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But tutorials, it's like, if I were making a game and we're having a meeting right now, like all of us, hey guys, we got this, whatever. We have this Tomb Raider Underneath coming out. If we had a discussion on whether or not we're going
to
have a
tutorial. I'm talking marketing because that name sucks.
Tutorial. If we're going to have a tutorial, I would be like, I don't think we need it. And then I don't know what you guys would think. If we came out with like a 3D fully AAA title, mm-hmm. would you guys want to put a tutorial into it? Optional, I think, is maybe the best.
It is a lot of extra work because people will get bored if they're over tutorialed anyways. Yeah, a lot of people get discouraged, especially with games like, those strategy games.
MOBAs?
No. Like
Warcraft?
Grand Strategy,
No, not RTS. The other one, Civs. Civs games.
Yeah.
Like Civ okay. games. Yeah.
You kind of need one with those.
Yeah. I know, you do need them, but like over elaborating a tutorial, it seems like a lot of extra work. And
I would say optional tutorials is the best way to go.
Yeah,
I mm-hmm. say if you have a AAA title that you're hoping it's gonna it'll be remembered as a great game.
Yeah,
and
you should have one.
And the way they do it is just add it to the beginning of the game. That's all they do. It's like
they used to back in my day.
They do it like
doing some yeah. modern games too.
Like
Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, Red Dead Redemption has it. It'll tell you how to do every little move. Call of Duty did it. You know,
Warconius with the deep thoughts. Good game design provides you with a tutorial without you realizing.
Exactly, that's what it is. Like the game start off and like you're running and then like you'll see a door and then it'll say if you press B, it'll do something on that door. You're like, oh shit, B opens doors.
Or you do something like Borderlands 3 where you make it funny, like you just make jokes of it about the whole time because Claptrap is walking you through the tutorial.
Yeah, where it's naturally incorporated into the gameplay. But I feel like games such as like games where you develop new skills and you unlock different ways to solve puzzles, such as God of War. I mean, when you think about it that way, where like the tutorial side of it is really incorporated into the game, isn't the game one giant like
tutorial?
They just keep.
Sometimes you need it. So like on Red Dead, I would like a little more tutorial on it's really the controls that are fucking me. I got to go to controller with this thing, I think. It's like for three different menus that you can go down in, there's three different escape buttons. One is escape, one is F, and the other one is like some other button. Mm. Like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, sometimes the interact key is R, sometimes it's E.
Yeah.
This game was, originally a console game, guys. And Rockstar originally made
it. So we should play it on a controller.
It's Grand Theft Auto was really... because. Don't they have like an auto aim thing? You would just it would automatically aim at some guy when you're playing Grand Theft Auto 5.
That would really mess me up with a mouse and keyboard because it would kind of force me to overcompensate. Well,
with mouse and keyboard, I think it's just completely turned off.
Yeah,
I think if you put on the controller, it might just do the whole auto switch thing. But I don't know what it is with Red Dead. I didn't play Red Dead on console.
There are some PC games that still have auto aim, and it does. I think BioShock had it for a little bit when I first started playing it. And I got legitimately
for
upset.
For a PC?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, Jedi Outcast has it. And
I was like, what is this? Oh my gosh, no. Yeah.
Then they enable it by default, and you can't even turn it off in the menu, and you have to disable it. I had to look this up. You had to disable it
in the
console. Well, technically in the console, you should be able to edit .ini file, but that didn't work. So finally, every time I load up that game, I have to go into the console and run a command to disable it. But a lot of games did that where they had the auto aim just automatically turned on.
But as far as very poor tutorials, I don't know.
Well, I guess it's been a while since I was like, do you think this is intentional?
Well, some games do that. Like Dark Souls doesn't have a tutorial.
I think AAA games just keep doing it. Add a tutorial in the beginning, very minimal, and then let the YouTubers go for a more intense fucking
thing, and that's it.
I bet there's some, like, let the YouTubers handle it. But if your game's not successful, nobody's going to do that for you. Mm-hmm. So it's a weird... The triple A's maybe a little more than
those. It doesn't matter. Those. If it's not successful.
Honestly, I feel like...
The poor guys.
I feel like they're juggling so much, I don't think... This is a tutorials are a priority anymore, considering the adamant abundant resources that we have as gamers. Because back in the day, we had to go to the retail store, pick up a cheat code book, flip through the book, maybe have the game in the book, maybe not, because there were like, what is it, 1001 cheat codes? Like, remember dope. Those books?
Mm-hmm.
And then it wouldn't even have all the cheat codes. So you would go to
we had a Game Shark, which would like fuck up your saves and crash your games.
Uh-huh. And then you would go to the websites that had the actual like community.
I never cheated though, guys.
So strategy guides.
Ever.
Strategy guides. And you would have to scroll through an entire strategy guide to maybe get what you needed out of it. And then now it's just like, you know, like
no cheats, Ray.
Or like, you could have not cheated.
I didn't cheat. It's just like
you literally just said 1001 cheat codes.
Oh yeah, I cheated a lot.
My favorite cheat ever.
But
by the
with
way.
Strategy guides, yeah, that's cheating too. Yeah, I totally fucking, I'm a dirty fucking cheater.
Even your parents knew. They were like, ah, that's a cheater name too. Just
I never hacked though.
Huh.
I never hacked
that's
though.
Good.
Like Game Sharks, I mean, it's all PvE anyways. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did hack in the original Diablo, but that was just for lulz.
Everyone used cheat codes as kids. Come on. We mm-hmm. all did back in console mm-hmm. games. Everyone typed in fucking up, up, down, down, left, right, fucking mm-hmm. BA right. star. What is it? Left, BA. Right, left,
cheat
right.
Cheat codes BA. Are the original mods. Let's be real.
No. Everyone knew the Contra code. Everyone knew.
So the Contra code, do you know why that was in there?
I used to. I used to know
it was
this.
For the devs.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to test out the game and they kept getting killed. So they mm-hmm. had to come up with the code. And then the code got out and then the world exploded.
Yeah.
All right. Demented Warlock asks or says, pick one, Tom and Jerry or Looney Tunes?
That's not even fair comparison because Looney Tunes is a host of different cartoons, tons of people. And Tom and Jerry is just Tom and Jerry.
But Tom and Jerry actually has, I feel like Tom and Jerry has more adult
and they don't talk.
Themed. No, but they have like more adult themed.
Okay, sure.
Like they have some fucked up.
Looney Tunes. Smoke and.
Oh, yeah. Looney Tunes too.
Got Yosemite Sam shooting his guns all over the place.
It's got to go Looney Tunes.
A lot of violence.
Anyway,
yeah,
for
Looney
me.
Tunes. Plus you get Foghorn Leghorn in there.
For me, Tom and Jerry.
I say.
Tom and Jerry.
Looney Tunes had Bugs Bunny,
Boys
right?
Yeah.
And Daffy Duck.
Yep. Yeah. This is not even fair.
Like we were
think
actually,
your questions out.
We were
sir.
No, like I was actually watching like a Tom and Jerry. Like there's like a channel, right? It's like it's all Tom and Jerry or it's all old school, like boring. Yeah,
I watched a lot of Tom and Jerry, probably more than
I
Looney
never
Tunes.
Liked Tom and Jerry. I was always waiting for Jerry to get his comeuppance. You know, he would like go and mess with Tom, and then Tom would retaliate, and then Jerry would just like get away with it. And I was like, dude, that's kind of messed up. Like,
can you imagine?
What are we teaching kids?
And then I don't know. I'd rather have Tom and Jerry than Pepe Le Pew trying to rape everyone. Like
yeah.
that's just uncomfortable.
Well, you can't have there's Space Jam, not Space Tom and Jerry.
That's true. That's
so Tom true. And Jerry was dope. And Space Jam.
Michael, I want to pitch you something. Space.
You know
Tom and Jerry.
You guys know they're making a sequel to Space Jam. Right?
Yeah,
yeah,
LeBron.
I'm excited.
Which
good luck with that.
Why, dude? LeBron's GOAT, dude. LeBron's
because I don't
the best
feel
basketball
like,
player.
I don't feel like the NBA is as popular as it was back then.
Really?
I think
doing
it's
pretty
the
same. Well.
All right, Cruel Rabbit asks, mm-hmm. Let's see, I've been playing Red Dead Online
classic.
This week, and it's pretty sweet. I enjoy world PvP in games, but find it incredibly stressful. Alcohol helps, but it really fucks up my aim. Is there a better way to become a stone-cold killer, or am I forever destined to be a little pussy?
I would need to know your age.
Before replying to this question. Yeah.
That's a weird one, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I know a little bit what he's talking about because when I first started playing Heroes of the Storm, like I would just tense up and the adrenaline would surge and I just would not know what's going on because I was new at the game and I'd just be like, and then I'd die and I'd be like, what happened? But if you keep at it and you just keep going back and keep getting knocked down and keep going back, like eventually you will learn and you'll
and
kind
you'll
of
become mediocre.
Yeah.
Well, like you'll probably never be top notch.
There'll be some of the dude who's hacking who'll kill you anyway.
No,
but
you
the thing is, dude, if you watch streamers, they're just dead in the eye, man. Like, they don't get fazed by anything because they've been doing this for their entire lives.
That's what it is. It's like, if you keep playing and playing and playing, you're not going to get stressed anymore. It's going to become...
you don't get that adrenaline super, rush. Yeah, it's going to go away. You don't, like...
Remember PUBG? Remember? Yeah. Remember, well, like, last one's alive? Yeah. The first Battle Royale? Like, well, not the first Battle Royale, but I mean, the first good one. And,
Your top five.
And your top five, and you're like, I would shake.
I would shake.
And like, I would get like, oh, fuck, all right, I need to find this guy. And you start getting wins, and you're like, yeah, until it got to the point like, all right, there's like three guys left. Like, go on, let's find him real quick. All right, dead. All right, cool, peace. Next game, let's go.
I never took that second step.
No, fucking, we got intense.
You could be fucking weird like me and just train and go back to games that teach you how to be good at FPSs, because anything I learn from CS or...
You still train? Or not anymore?
It's not necessarily training, but it is like I don't stop playing CS and then
I used to train. Like, I used to... they had a like muscle memory.
Yeah, FPS shooters.
And then a lot of the mods in CSGO, you bring them up and it's like it'll bring up like stuff and you shoot them and you just shoot them as fast and it tells you your score and your speed and you're getting better or not.
The tutorial on YouTube and I'm not even fibbing. Like legit, that's what I do. And it teaches you even like mindset things. Like with CS, my flick shots are pretty straight, but then it taught me how to peek a corner, to jiggle peek, to where to place my crosshair, how far away from a corner I should be standing to where my shoulder is exposed, to not where it's exposed. All these little intricacies on how to get better, you have to learn somehow. You can't consistently throw yourselves to the wolves and then learn. You have to learn what is good and what works and then build up from that.
You know, I also feel like your billion hours in CSGO is going, those skills you're going to take over into any other game.
Yeah, that's true. I have like almost 1200 hours in CSGO, not FPS shooters in general.
I only have like 600 or 700.
Honestly, I think 1200 is not that much.
You guys should one-on-one. I want to see who wins.
Oh, I beat the strategy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm actually not that bad.
No, you're not that bad.
I'm really not
bad.
I'm
just curious. No, she's not bad. No, let's just do it. Stop arguing. Friday night, Saturday, Sunday.
You're not trying to start a fight. That's literally what I'm doing.
You want
a verbal? You guys should 1v1. I'm not trying to start a fight.
We can do AMAP and stream it.
Yeah.
You want to AMAP and just stream it one day?
AMAP?
The battle of the century.
You know what AMAP is, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, just like you pick up an AKM4 or an AWP, depending where it is in the map, pick it up. It's the perfect one-on-one.
We used to play Ice World. That was the big
one. Ice World was the shit, dude. Yeah. FY_ fucking Ice World. I used to love that one.
I just realized how many listener questions we have.
Holy shit. You guys
Why is there so many? What happened?
Because you were gone.
You were gone. They all wait
and,
for you,
and they kept building up, and we wouldn't answer a single one.
All right, this next one's from Dr. Anus. I just recently watched the League of Legends documentary and thought to myself, I really wish I had the time to get good at games. Is there a game or genre that you wish you had time and skill to play, but just know it's out of your league?
Ha ha ha. Nice one.
Not anymore, man. I totally don't care about that anymore.
I used to, yeah.
League is out of my league.
I'm getting old, and like my reaction times aren't what they were used to, and I used to fucking care about, but like something like Hunt Showdown, that was like 2 weeks ago, I was like, this is fucking super fucking goddamn hard.
Yeah, and my brother is back in Hunt, and he's awesome.
And I could put, okay, I'm not, and I could put, that was you for 7 minutes, dude. 7 minutes. We're talking. Somebody sent them a picture of him zoning out.
They screenshot me when I was zoned out for like 7 minutes when she was
talking. That's not a screenshot. That's a video.
That's actually a video. No.
That's hilarious. That's your new meme.
And I was like, yeah, I could spend the time to get good at this. I'm never going to be probably even near the top. Maybe I can strive for mediocre, or I could play all these other.
What was the one game?
Hunt Showdown.
Oh, yeah.
Was like, it's showing my maturity in that I like the game, I like the mechanics, I like how hard it is. I realize that I don't have the time, and I'm just not going to be able to go do it.
Is that, sorry, dude. I totally interrupted.
Yeah, just keep mumbling.
Is that 1.0 yet? Because I remember you played that.
I believe it's out.
Yeah, I thought we revisited that
one. Yeah, yeah. Is it 1.0? Is it worth playing now?
Do you have it?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, play it. It works.
Yeah, yeah. It's
the game works.
Full release.
Full release.
But oh, by the way, I didn't see anything Heroes of the Storm at BlizzCon. I'm really sorry.
Yeah. No, they can't. Yeah, there was
nothing.
They had a panel. And they released Deathwing, which everyone's been waiting for years.
Really?
And years.
They had a panel? I didn't see it.
Well,
it was in the dumpsters in the back.
Probably not a lot of
family. I don't know where it was.
It was an underground parking.
It was in the arcade. I took a picture of it, but it was just so like, you're right. Yeah. It really was just an afterthought.
If you couldn't tell which dumpster it was the one that was on fire.
Like the area where you got to play like Lost Viking, like the area where you like got to play Lost Viking was bigger than the Heroes of the Storm area. It felt like that. It was just, it really felt like an afterthought.
Is this out yet? The forest? Is this finally finished?
That's finished too.
Yeah.
But no, Bobby, what's yours? I want to hear Bobby's answer.
No, I already said, no, I don't care anymore about being good at video games. Like, it's not a measurement of my self-worth.
You gotta have one game that you want to get good at.
What was the question?
I don't know. Maybe Warcraft 3, get good at that again, but probably not. I don't know. He was asking, is there a game? Yeah, HOTS was the last game that I ever really felt like, oh, I want to be really good at this. But since then, no. Like,
you don't feel like you can translate that to other games?
I mean, I could, but I don't play those types of games anymore.
I have a listener question. What game were you the best that you've ever been at any game?
Counter-Strike.
DDR.
Shut up. Really? You're DDR?
Yeah.
Damn, I don't know. DDR.
Were you full on dance or in the back holding back to the rail in the back? Just like, what's up?
Dude, I was good at DDR.
I feel like we challenged each other and you definitely beat me. But I didn't feel like you were that far ahead of me that I was like, no.
What? We never challenged each other
at the bar, dude.
Okay, I was in heels. You remember that night? I was in heels.
Yeah, but if it's the best you've ever been at any game.
I mean, you're underestimating heels.
Bobby?
Hmm? Oh, I mean, HOTS.
HOTS.
You?
Pretty good at Mortal Kombat 3.
Okay. I thought you were more Street Fighter.
Yeah. I had a really good streak at Mortal Kombat 3. I never won any tournaments as a Street Fighter.
Nah, mine was CS, like, Counter-Strike, but...
But I trained DDR,
but I was, technically, yeah. I guess I was better at Unreal Tournament, but the mode I played was Instagive. Do you guys remember Instagive? That was?
Kind of like realistic mode that you're playing in.
Well, not really. Instagive was just a laser. One laser, one shot kill. Sass. That's what Instagive was. And my brother and I were like in really good like teams and stuff too. But we were really good at that first shot. You know, it didn't matter where if you hit the foot, you know, you're dead. But we were good at that. I always hit the person. My reaction was really good. And then Counter-Strike came out and then I just got better at that.
It's funny, you and your brother are like both gamers, but you don't play that many games together.
He doesn't.
I forget you have a brother.
He doesn't have a PC.
Yeah, for some reason you don't.
Why
bring
don't
it
you
up
introduce
every
me to
episode.
Your brother?
Huh?
Somehow you don't bring up your brother every episode.
No,
I love bringing up my brothers.
I know. That's why I said
my favorite people.
Why?
My favorite people in the world.
Okay, I'll bring him up right now.
Modern Warfare is close.
Yeah. So I got him a copy of Modern Warfare on the PS4. So, I was able to get console copies only because we couldn't get any PC copies.
Maybe he has a podcast where he talks about you every episode.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, you know. All right, next question.
My brother's a bitch. What?
Next question from Warconius. I just got finished a moment in Outer Worlds where there is a very funny conversation of using types of birds as code names. What are your favorite lines or conversations in a video game?
100% it's Witcher 3 when him and his boys get drunk. It is amazing. It is amazing. It's so good. It's like you and your boys getting drunk, but there's vampires that they talk about. And like it's just take yours, but put them in your setting. And then it's just, and I always feel like, because you make so many decisions. If I would have stopped drinking, where would have the story gone? But I kept drinking, and I just kept drinking and drinking. Everybody's fucking drunk. It was just great. I went on and on and on about it, like right after I played it. It's one of the deciding moments that made it one of my favorite, now my favorite game of all time. Mm-hmm. Fantastic scene.
Hmm. Oh, man, I can't think of one.
Yeah, the best ever. That's, I don't know if I could think of that off the top of my head. There was really interesting. I was playing Shogun 2 with Sniper, and, you know, it takes place in Japan. And I set my ship off somewhere, and the guy said, "Set sail for glory." And I was like, I don't know about that one. But I was like, who, like, they thought to put that line in there? Okay.
Right. I don't think that's what he was digging for here.
I think the best line was in Crazy Taxi. He's like, time to make that crazy money.
There is the cheese vendor.
The cheese vendor, yeah. The cheese vendor.
That's a good one, man. Too.
And you can't even find him anymore. Like, he got overwritten. They got a new voice actor.
So weird.
Totally ruined it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know this story, Bobby? Or
no.
Ray?
No.
So in Divinity Original Sin 1, there's a cheese vendor, right? And he's yelling.
Cheese
vendor. Yeah. He's trying to sell his cheese, right?
Okay.
And he's yelling like three or four lines, and they're hilarious. And his voice is like, because really
you always
weird.
Go back to town to do stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
And you, so you have just to listen to this dude over and over. Not in the mood for cheese.
Be a big cheese on your block with a wheel of the good stuff. Mm-hmm. No one has as many friends as the man with many cheeses. Not in the mood for cheese.
Not in the mood
has
for
more
cheese.
Holes than a slice of this fine Gorgon bear.
Yeah, and you just hear that on repeat as you're going about town, just doing your business, trying to do
stuff.
He
was very loud. He was like the only thing you could hear when you were in that central marketplace.
Well, he had that piercing voice. It just, other people were saying things too, but just somehow that stood out.
Yeah, so we Bobby made a video of it, and like we brought it, talked about it on podcasts so much. And then Definitive Edition comes out. New dude, new lines. Like, why the fuck would you? Maybe so many people complained. Maybe.
Just wanted it.
Yeah, because I saw, if you Google search it, like, there's a Steam thread about it. Like, what happened to the cheese vendor, bro? And one of the comments is like, oh my God, that guy was so annoying. Thank God they replaced him. So I think some people didn't like it. Those people are fucking idiots. That was seriously like the best voice acting I've ever heard in my entire life. Like, that's going to be my ringtone. If I had
not
one.
In the mood for cheese. Not in the mood for cheese.
Gee. Oh my God.
I'm not in the mood for cheese. Answer.
Oh.
Bazinga. No, but favorite lines.
I have a feeling like that new Death Stranding has like a bunch of awesome like quotes and conversations and all. Fucking!
I don't feel like I'm missing that. Missing out that much on this.
I don't know.
Me neither.
I feel like a lot of the short quips are some of my favorite things. Yeah. Like when you say like the cheese, like for the Diablo series that never the Deckard Cain, he never dies. It's like, you know, what can I do for you or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
he had one of the best iconic voices ever.
Or the guy from Resident Evil 4, the vendor.
Or like, I'm sorry, Mario, he's but like, the prince is in another like, castle.
He's like, ha, 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 you know, and he opens up his coat. And or what did he used to say? I forgot. The guy from Resident Evil 4.
None of us played.
Resident Evil 4. Uh-huh.
It's like, hello, stranger.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Stranger.
The one that was all you stuff.
Yeah.
Bobby, you have the, what's that one?
What can I do for you, stranger? So I think he says something like that. No, that was like half Deckard Cain, half shop vendor in Resident Evil 4.
There's a line, Bobby, in Warcraft that you always reference.
Willalo.
Something about illusion.
Oh,
that was from an expansion. Yeah, an illusion, and that was it. He would just say an illusion. Yeah, and you just hear
Willalo.
That.
Over.
Yeah, Willalo was good. Or in the first. The orcs had some funny voice lines in Warcraft 3. Job's done.
Job's done.
Okay, boss. You know who had some awesome stuff, too? BioShock had some awesome conversations. The first one.
Mm.
There was a lot of cool stuff there. Like, when the guy talked about the whole rapture and how what he did and what he was doing, whenever stuff would happen, like, those conversations were dope. I can't remember, I can't remember any specifics.
What are you buying?
What are you buying? I remember that. No, but BioShock was good. BioShock was such a good game.
It was such a good game, man. Yeah. Ahead of its time.
Yeah.
It really set the precedent for a lot of games.
I might want to check out that remastered version at some point. Hmm. All right, next question from Shadow Master. What childhood song still gives you the chills every time you hear it?
Oh, Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Chills? I don't get it.
like you really enjoy.
I guess like nostalgia. I don't know. I'm not really affected by music.
This is the song that doesn't end. No, not that one.
Well, I wouldn't say child. Why? Maybe. I don't know.
I tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Does that Spice count? Girls. Like, does Spice Girls count?
Yeah, that
count?
Counts, but that's childhood. I was like 12 when Spice Girls came out, or 10.
Ow.
My dad tried to make me a Mexican cowboy. It's called a ranchero. And it didn't work for the most part. Well, I'm not here in a mariachi suit, so there you go. But I really liked Vicente Fernandez, and like, if I hear some of that music, I'll usually like remember some stuff. But man, when I heard, because we were in Spain, like, I don't know, 3 months ago or something, and like, the Spaniards are fucking rude, they talk shit about Mexicans. And then I saw a field of Spaniards singing Vicente Fernandez, which is a Mexican singer, and they knew all the words, and they're swaying back and forth. That gave me chills. I was like, how could you not like the people but then know every word to all their songs? And it was weird. Anyway, there's a video of it on my Instagram.
I can't think of a childhood song that gives me chills.
Yeah. Childhood, early years, high school. Like, doesn't have to be childhood.
How about a song? How about a song that you like? How about a song that you've heard? All right, let's move on.
All right, another question from Warconius. Which games or franchises do you think are the most iconic on the PC, meaning games you think of immediately when you think of PC gaming?
Half-Life, Warcraft, Diablo.
Unreal Tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like all those id games. Doom.
Doom, Quake. That's just PC for me. That's not console.
I think Baldur's Gate is up there.
Baldur's Gate, okay, yeah.
Outside of like the typical answers, like he said, Counter-Strike, WoW, Blizzard games in general. Like the other games that actually transcended into console too, like Baldur's Gate, I think a PC.
Almost all RTSs. Because you can't play.
You can't, dude.
On a console. You can't play an RTS on a console. I mean, I'm sure there are. But you can't play them well.
Well, that was the main reason why Microsoft said, you know, now you can use your Sims.
1,000% Sims. Yeah.
That's why you can use a keyboard now on Xbox. It was for RTS, for RTS games. But then again, they're not really doing
many
RTS.
They tried to do that with the Halo game. They tried to do an RTS Halo game on console.
Oh, it's on PC. Halo Wars 2. Mm-hmm. And Halo Wars, the 1 and 2.
But how did it do on console? I guess
well enough to make a part two, and then two did well enough for just to be recognized as a. But it's a very basic. Like I played it, and I was like, I'm not bad at it. Well, but then again, I was playing with all beginners that probably don't play RTS. They just play a Halo game. So
God, I wonder if Legend of Bumbo is going to go live at 9 p.m. 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, right.
I don't work tomorrow morning. I almost want to stay up and game tonight. It's sad that I don't want to stream anymore.
Don't.
I mean, it's not that I don't want to stream anymore. It's just that I gained some weight, and it's discouraging me from streaming. It's weird. Yeah.
I've gained some weight, and it's only encouraged me to eat some more. All right, moving on.
All right, Zap asks, are there any games you can play mindlessly while doing other things? I find myself playing games like Steep Skate and Session while watching TV shows.
Totally.
Binding of Isaac, Noita. Most of these, like anything that's 2D and jumpy, I can multitask that shit.
I found a lot of turn-based games you can do that with as well.
Yeah. What was that other one? Slay the Spire, which was surprisingly big. I just deleted it. It was like half a gig or three quarters of a gig. Way more than I would have thought.
For me, it was, surprisingly enough, I got a lot of shit done. When I played Apex Legends.
What? How?
Yeah.
The fuck?
No wonder you weren't winning.
Huh? No. Because the loading screen, like once you, it would auto select your character. I could just walk away while waiting for a new game.
Oh, in between rounds.
Yeah, in between rounds. Kinda like Bobby it was like a hots. Good 10 minutes. And I didn't actually actively have to click on anything. It just ran its own course, especially if I wasn't party leader. And I would like wash my dishes, do my laundry in between queues. And then if you die, you just have to wait. And then I had wireless headphones. So I would hear I would just AFK if I died first and my team was still in the game. And then when they were reviving me, I could hear myself getting revived and they were talking like, oh my gosh, we're reviving you. Like, I won a game. And don't tell me I'm not good at Apex, because we won a game. And I took a shit mid-game. And we took home the chicken dinner. Like, that is the game I was so good at AFKing at when I could. Because it gave you so many different opportunities to just get up, walk away, or even just, like, alt-tab.
I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, I think he's asking, which game can you just be playing the whole time and doing other stuff at the same time?
None. I'm really focused when I play games. Like, I know a lot of people that, like, will just... Like, my brother would always have Hearthstone running. And he'd be, like, sitting in the living room watching a movie and having a conversation with me while playing Hearthstone simultaneously.
Yeah.
Or we'd go out for lunch and, again, talking about my brothers, but this time it's my big brother I'm talking about. Or we'd go out for lunch and he'd be playing Hearthstone while eating and talking and going through the motions of just, like, having lunch.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't do that. That's why I don't do mobile gaming. I'm too tunnel vision for that. But Apex Legends gave me that time to pull away.
When I was young, I remember some teachers talking about multitasking and how... I felt like the idea that was told to me when I was young was that kids are really good at multitasking. As you get older, it becomes more difficult. Like, for some reason, I had that in my head. But then I got older, and I'm like, no, not really. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody's good at multitasking. Like, if you multitask, you end up doing kind of a poor job with everything.
Yeah, you invest less in whatever you...
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. When I played Deep Rock, I usually had something on, but I wasn't really watching it as opposed to listening to it. But things that are turn-based, things that are not immediate, things that I can, like, turn away from, like Darkest mm-hmm. Dungeon, you know, I could have something on, and then if something interesting happened, I could watch it for a moment, and there's no immediate need for me to do anything in the game.
But. Yo, Ray, no lie, I was studying in my Steam browser while playing Counter-Strike games.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's like, hilarious.
Think about it, dude. It's the only launcher where you don't have to alt-tab, and you can actually utilize everything like on a browser, watching videos, all that shit. And then I was using Google Docs to take down notes.
Mm-hmm.
So if my game shut down or closed, like...
It was still...
Yeah.
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 That's awesome.
Yeah, it's so fucking cool. And that's why I love Steam. It's like, I'm sorry, guys.
I knew she was going to get to that. That's why Steam is the best launcher.
I need a new Gaben shirt. I need a new Gaben shirt. I need a new Valve shirt. I do.
I feel it, but then again, Steam's becoming the... I don't know.
Maybe that should be our next t-shirt, Bobby, like a play on the Valve logo and us.
We already have
a Valve t-shirt.
The Half-Life one.
That's the Half-Life one.
That's the Half-Life, not Valve.
Let's continue to suck off of the teat of Steam.
All right, Duck asks, do you find that subscription services have changed your game purchasing habits?
Well, one for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well... In certain ways, like, would I have bought Outer Worlds? Maybe. Would I have bought, what's the fucking other one that I was, Metro?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I would have waited for sales for those. But because they were on the subscription service for one fucking dollar, obviously I'm going to go do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I've been a fan of them. EA is a tough one because when it came out, I think I've talked it up so much. Everybody bought it.
We got it for Anthem.
We all got it. And then it just...
We all got it for Anthem.
It rotted on the vine. It just turned to poop. I mean, what's the last thing that came out for it?
Need for Speed came out last week.
Yeah. What's the last thing that came out for it?
Need for Speed is a great game, man. All right. It's like, they're awesome.
Origin, I mean, they have the Battlefield games. But yeah, there hasn't been a lot of titles recently.
Mine just expired on the 11th. And I saw Need for Speed came out, and I'm like... I heard this Need for Speed supposed to have, like, all this new cool shit and go back to the original kind of, like, underground type stuff. And I was just like, oh, it might be really good. And I was like, I have one day to decide if I'm going to redo it. And I'm like, no.
It's not like you don't have an option.
That was it. That was the only chance.
Yeah. Honestly.
If I was ever going to renew, it was on the 11th, and it didn't happen. So
honestly, I only feel like I wasted my money with...
No, I was going to keep it if Jedi was on there. See, they fucked up. If they would have kept the Star Wars, the new Star Wars game on there, I would have renewed. And that was perfect timing, you know?
Because there's
no way they would have released that on Origin Access, though.
They should have. They did it for Anthem. Anthem came out.
Dude, Anthem and Jedi Fallen Order.
No. But when Anthem came out, we all thought it was going to be the fucking game of the year. Yes, we did.
I did.
Yes, we did.
I don't even think they did. They're like, dude, we got a problem on our hands. Let's just dump Origin Access. Let's just throw
everyone
it on
and
it.
Their mother bought fucking Anthem, dude. Everyone got Anthem. Man. Like, it that
what was game, the new BioWare
that
game,
tech.
So.
Yeah, new BioWare.
We're talking about Premiere Squadron.
And, it was just ridiculous. It was just we saw that tech demo. We saw the gameplay stuff we thought was gameplay, and we were just blown away. Mm-hmm. And it was just looked so cool. And then we jumped on it, and the starting game was like, story's kind of lame, but this is fun. I'm flying around. I'm fucking shit up. It was so great. Then it went to shit, you know. So, but we got it for that. And that's a AAA title, dude. Even though it's like balls at the end, it's a AAA title.
Do we know if the Battlefield 5?
That came of that. Pacific, the Battlefield 5?
Yes. No, I know. But the Pacific campaign, is that going to be on premium? Do we know? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
That shit looked good.
But yeah, but all those games are on there. This Star Wars game is not. If they would have kept it, I would have paid another fucking year on that shit.
Here's the other thing. I feel like they're good for a month or two. And then you've played everything you want to play, and then you should cancel. But they're betting that you're going to forget about your subscription.
Cool.
Like, I'm not even sure. Does the premium automatically re-up?
Yeah.
It does.
It does.
I must have already bought it then, because I think I was the first one to
buy it. I caught mine. I think I already canceled it.
Son of a bitch. God damn it.
I caught mine last episode. I told you last episode. I was like, hey, it does renew. I just canceled it.
Yep. Well, they have a free month that started in November of Origin Access, not the Premiere, just Origin Access. And I signed up for that, but I haven't used it, and I don't know if I will. I don't know if subscription services alone have really changed my buying habits, but that comboed with bundles, with just Steam sales, with ridiculously low prices, with AAA games turning into utter crap after a month and communities vanishing, like all that has really,
like,
combined together has just made me not buy new games. Well, just be like, I'll wait it out. We'll see what happens.
Hands down, I think the best one is the Xbox one. Hands down. Because
Xbox Game Pass.
It's also the newest one with most of the games that you haven't played yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But then again, when Microsoft came out, like when they announced it, they said, we're every title, all this stuff, we're going to keep bringing it out. We're going to bring them out on this thing. You know, all their biggest titles are bringing it out. They're bringing them out on this, and that's awesome.
Like, Waconia says that Battlefield 5 Pacific, I guess it's already out. I didn't even know. But it comes out with even Origin Basic, so you're good on that front.
How much is the Origin 10 Basic? $10 a
so
month?
So you're basically paying $10 a month for Battlefield 5, basically.
No, but like...
And all the expansions.
$30 a year.
Oh, $30 a year, yeah.
$30 a year for
Origin.
Oh,
that's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
Yeah.
I paid 20...
But they're going to have a Steam version now. They're going to have a Steam of Origin Access that you can use on... version of Origin Access you can use on Steam, but it won't have as many titles.
Dude, it'd be awesome.
That's worth waiting for.
What is that? What is that publisher I really like that does all the...
Devolver.
If they did like a cheap one, like a $5 a month Devolver Digital one, that'd be fucking sick,
Well, they're
dude.
Always
Devolver
churning out new
so
games,
many
too.
Games.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, last question from Warconius. Which games or franchises
do
you think...
It's the same question.
Yep.
Oh, that's the... Was that copied twice? Or did I...
I might have copied it twice.
Yeah, you copied it twice. Okay.
That's what I do. That's why you guys keep me around here.
Unreal Tournament, Counter-Strike.
All right, what's everybody playing next week? Are we doing homework?
Some Stardick Valley.
Who would have been homework? It would have been Ray.
Wow. She's playing Stardew with her boy. Now it's Stardew Valley.
Bobby has a list of games.
Yeah, I can look at my list here, see if I got something. What is next week? Dude, I don't know. Next week is... Well, Jedi Fallen Order is going to be coming out. So, yeah, definitely that. And that's probably going to be it for me, dude. I'm just going to be like nothing but that game.
Oh, I thought you were looking up your list of homework games.
I'm hoping it'll be like an 8 hour, 10 hour. No, it has to be long, dude. It's a fucking full price game, only single player.
Guys, my birthday's next weekend. Forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Invited.
What are we doing?
I just got a text that said party at my place.
I haven't made any plans yet.
Let's do something.
We could do something. Mm-hmm. Something karaoke related, maybe.
Whatever you. It's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Sarah. I know. And I'm not making a big deal out of it. Like, I had a great birthday last year. This year, I'm just like, I don't mind just feeling like an old lady and just
singing into like a microphone, like an old.
I feel like I like have all the fun.
Like go to Lamplighter.
By the way, guys, my mom is 82.
Wow.
The one that was just sitting here.
That lady's 82?
Yep.
Damn. Wait, that's her mom? Your mom's here?
Oh, yeah.
She was sitting in the podcast.
Yeah, it was the cleanest podcast ever for like the first 15 minutes.
And then she left. I was like, thank
you. Then after that, we all got like Tourette's. I started saying every bad word.
What, your mom was on this cast?
Yeah.
Not on the cast. She was sitting right there.
Yeah, for a while, I was like, why do you look different, Chi? And then I was like, oh, wait, it's Mio's mom.
Yeah.
Really weird. But no, she was here for a bit.
And then after my birthday weekend, I'll be in Japan, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Japan over Thanksgiving. Yeah, I got a lot going on.
Arigato. Huh? No, that's thank you, right?
Yeah. Thank you, titties. Arigato, titties. I thought you were closing the stream with arigato, titties.
I don't know
titties.
What I'm going to be playing. It's going to say a lot to how much time I have. And also, I mean, I have 5 games right now that I want to play. I just don't know which one I'm going to click on at any given point. Mm-hmm. I'm probably not even going to play a new game next week. I really want to get through it. I like them all.
No, it's time for me. It's time for a new game. I just got done with Call of Duty.
Outer Worlds.
And Outer Worlds is next. Outer Worlds is finally next. But I'll give it a real review.
Gee, you're going to be playing birthday Sex? Day?
What?
I honestly should stream this week before my birthday.
If you don't feel like streaming, don't stream.
I do.
Okay. As opposed to 20 minutes ago when you said you didn't want to. I can't keep up.
I think I'm like going through like subtle depression.
Oh.
I know.
What? But now that you're getting dick?
Huh? I think it's because I've been too fat and happy and more on the fat. It's like fat and unhappy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's why she's sick, because she doesn't like how she looks on stream.
I'm too thick. For a camera.
I got the game link. If you look at my picture for my
what's a game link?
My setup, the cam link thing for the Elgato cam link. I got that, and then I got my Sony A7S, like my DSLR.
Oh, his stream looks sick.
It looks legit.
What? I haven't seen it since when?
So it like, looks so good.
Yeah. So it looks like Shrouds, where like it's
it looks like fucking Ninja's stream, dude.
Yeah. What do you call it? It's like forced perspective or portrait mode, but in video.
Yeah, because the aperture's set, so like the background's blurred, so it's just focused on me, and then I have continuous focus on it, so I move, and everywhere I move, it just follows.
Unfortunately, the content is dog shit.
Oh, it's horrible. I'm just kicking ass in Modern Warfare. Anyways.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, you could play Call of War as Gunslinger.
Play it this time.
There's no way it's going to be
I don't think there's carts in this one.
Definitely not multiple carts.
That was honestly my favorite homework. That game was so much fun, and I played the wrong game the whole time. It was awesome. No, I want, if it's homework, I don't want any first-person shooter. I don't want.
Because you've been playing a lot of that.
Yeah.
So you've probably played a lot of these games. Maybe I could pick off a cheese.
Let's go with like a Rogue Legacy. Rogue Legacy.
I've never played it.
Rogue Legacy.
You're going to stream, right?
Yeah, for 3 hours.
That'd be a good one. I think 3 hours is enough. Because I beat that game.
Wait, Rogue Legacy? What decade was this?
What's Rogue Legacy?
2014, 2013. It was probably the first roguelike I ever played.
What is it? I've never seen it.
It's a side scroller. Let me pull it up here.
I forgot what Wargroove is, Warconius.
Oh, this game came out on
a scary game because he loves scary games.
That game came out on
that's not the point of homework.
Twitch. Colorblind Dyslexia.
What a weird video this is. Yeah, it's just a 2D side scroller. And each time you die, you're it's your son. That takes over every single time.
Okay.
Your son takes over.
Why does that homework always have to be a fucking platformer roguelike?
No, last week I had Deadly Tower of Monsters, and then Emilio had this really cool scary game, and then Bobby had Red Dead. You're the only one that's stuck with the shitty games.
Why didn't I get a, like, how about I pick up a game for you?
You want to pick a game for me?
What's your game?
Go for it.
I don't know. I picked, the last game I picked was The Sims for you, Emilio, and you were good. Not, like,
that was cool. Like it. That was a good one.
But that was a good pick. Because I would have never played The Sims.
Why not a VR game? Because you are the only one with V fucking R. You might as well do a VR.
I haven't played a single VR game since DLG. House.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a single player VR game. Now.
I have a bunch I haven't even played.
I wouldn't. Yeah, exactly. So
crazy.
That fits on homework, I guess. No, but some like. You can even play like a porno game. I don't fucking care. This is weird.
Rogue Legacy for homework, guys. Right.
I'm like, go play some Rogue Honey.
I don't think what anyone wants to see me masturbate on stream. This is so real, guys. Ray, you're on stream. Oh, shit.
What's funny about this game, too, is like you'll get traits from your dad, mm-hmm. but then sometimes you're mutations. So, like, you'll get dwarfism. You're just a little tiny dude. Yeah. Or you'll get gigantism.
What there needs to be a like fend off your stepsister.
Yeah, your dyslexic
VR
controls
game.
Are backwards.
Your controls are backwards. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, full defense stepsister. Like, you see, there are some really funny like YouTube videos where it's like how stepsisters are in this day and age.
Oh, I saw that one. It's really funny.
It's like, all about how stepsisters are trying to
being a stepdad, being a stepbrother in this in 2019, and it's just like this really dumb buxom chick, and she's like, stepbrother. She keeps trying to fuck him, and he's like, leave me alone. Dude. She's like, I'm stuck in the washer machine. He's like, no, you're not. Just walk out of it. Like, you're not stuck.
She's like bending over in the oven. Yeah.
That's a good video.
Wow. I'm sorry. It's
hilarious. All right. I think that's an episode here.
All right. Speaking for Bobby, Chi, Ray, and myself, stepsister's titties.
Step titties.
Step on my own tongue titties.
Step titties. Stepsister titties. That's just weird.
Holy shit, we're Conius. I don't know how you
that's a thing.
Survive
Tokyo.
All that, man.
Titties. Well, that's what they said.
How long was this episode?
Onisan titties.
Onisan 25.